Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, November 20th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And we're simulcasting from the very beginning of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv and Living Color. Why am I doing that today? Because we've got the infomercial king and so much more, the alternative a medicine king. I mean, you name it. Kevin Trudeau, people in the office when he's been walking around this morning are just standing there with their mouths hanging open. He's with us in studio for the first hour because that was the only hour he could do. He's meeting with some scientists and researchers here in Austin as he travels around the country and the world investigating alternative treatments and cures. So he's here with us in studio. He has won his appeal against the federal government, a big victory for free speech, because he's one of the few Americans to ever have his books banned and to have his free speech banned by a federal court. And of course, they lost because we are saving this republic before it completely falls. So we're going to talk about the food supply, vaccines, gold, the inside info he has on that front, how he won his appeal and where Kevin Trudeau is going from here, and some of the amazing medical information that he's been discovering in his world travels. Then we've got Neil Fallon, the lead singer and guitarist for Clutch. A lot of listeners of ours are fans. I'm a fan. Their lyrics are totally anti-New World Order. Of course, we know that Megadeth just named their new album after Endgame. We had Dave Mustaine on to talk about that. So the culture war is on, and it's not left or right. It's about liberty versus tyranny. And then Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit with us on the economy, certainly an important discussion we're going to be having today. And I got some bad news for you. The good news is Kevin Trudeau's here. The bad news, we told you, Senate health vote set for Saturday night. The debate starts. They could pass it anytime next week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the criminal bankers hijacking another 17th percent of the U.S. economy. Kevin Trudeau, thanks for being here with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Be here.
It's good to have you. We're about to go to break, but in the 2 minutes we've got left, tell folks about some of the info you're going to be sharing with us today.
Well, first thing is, I have been really the first guy that the federal government said, we want to take away his First Amendment rights. And they went to the judge and said, we want his books banned. This is what the federal government, the Federal Trade Commission. And the reason why they're trying to ban the books, and they actually got the judge to take me off television, radio, and the internet. I can't exercise my First Amendment rights for 3 years, was because 50 million people have purchased my books, where I exposed the corruption in government and the drug companies, the banking industry, and the fast food industry, and how it all works together with the media. The good news is I won the appeal. The appeals court vacated the $37 million fine that the judge threw on me, and they vacated the three-year ban. But now we're back in court, and now the Federal Trade Commission is asking the judge in their papers, we want the First Amendment rights for Kevin Trudeau taken away for life.
Wow.
And it's really amazing. So I'll be fighting that for probably the next year.
But when you say you're the first person in modern history, I guess some of that happened during World War One with the Treating with the Enemy Act, to say silence this guy, and I've read their court filings. It's been all over the national news the last few years for listeners that don't know, where they really say you are enemy number one and must be shut down, because they know if they can knock off the king of alternative information on television, then they can go after everybody else.
And what it's done is it scares everybody else. Because of the attacks on me, I don't mind the fight. And luckily, I've had the financing to spend the, virtually tens of millions of dollars over the years fighting them. But everybody else in the industry is just scared like rabbits. So they are going back into their hole. So the government is using this to scare everybody else and stop them from doing. But they won't go after Pfizer. I mean, Pfizer was fined criminally four times, and recently just fined $2.7 billion for criminal fraud in the marketing of their drugs. That's not front page news. No one even talks about it. They were fined four times for criminal fraud. But guess what? Not a single person at Pfizer was charged.
Let's go over your case and how important this is for the First Amendment. Whether you love Kevin Trudeau or hate him, and I happen to like him, you've got to ask yourself, why is the government and the media so angry with this person? And we'll discuss all that on the other side of this quick break. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, on this Friday edition, November 20th, 2009, we have Kevin Trudeau in studio. And, you know, it's hard to put this guy in a box and really say what he is. He's done so much. Author, lecturer, top infomercial guy on television. And he has raised the ire of the federal government. They said, you can't sell your books. You can't go on radio. You can't go on TV. You have no First Amendment. Well, he didn't back off. He's still gone on radio and television. He came on this radio show. And now he has beaten them with his appeal in court because it was so flagrantly unconstitutional. And again, whether you agree with everything Kevin says or agree with some of it or agree with a little bit of it or all of it, all of us either hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said, when the government and the media team up to come demonize somebody and say we must crucify them, we must shut them down, we must openly persecute them, we must give them $25 million or $27 million fines, we have a problem. Look at Merck knowingly putting out Vioxx, knowing it would cause heart attacks. Look at Merck with the Gardasil shots in their own trials, knowing it was causing autoimmune diseases and killing people. Now confirmed mainstream news, we told you 3 years ago during the trials. In 1981, Eli Lilly and Prozac, they knew massive increases in suicide, psychotic breaks, homicidal mania. Now it's on the inserts. 20-something years later, 19 years later, they've been forced to put it on the inserts. So you have these big drug giants that want a monopoly, and Kevin Trudeau's writing books about well-known alternative treatments and cures that are known in Europe and Asia, and he's being demonized as the ultimate snake oil salesman, when I've read a lot of his books, I haven't seen all his material, but a lot of it really looks, you know, legitimate from what medical doctors and others have said on this show. But regardless, even if he was wrong, he has a First Amendment right. If Kevin Trudeau is successfully destroyed by these people, everyone else is next. Obama's openly announcing he wants to regulate and shut down the web for national security. They're openly announcing they want to federalize all your local police. The power structure, the big Fortune 100, want to consolidate the markets. They want to shut down freedom of choice. And that's why Kevin Trudeau is here today, really on a crusade to fight this, because he's one of the only people that's had the money to go after these people. And he's one of the only people I've ever heard of in the last century who's actually had his books banned in the United States. We're going to talk about it all today. Kevin, when we hit that break, you were starting to get into the criminal activity. I mean, Bayer knowingly shipping out over a million ampules of factor VIII, knowing it had HIV and hepatitis in it. But they're not getting in trouble. It's you, because you're saying vitamin C is good.
Exactly. When I first did this, I mentioned last time I was on the show when I was calling in from Germany, Sean Shanahan had hooked on phonics in 1989, teaching kids how to read because the school systems were pulling phonics out of the schools. I introduced Mega Memory, and I exposed that the Department of Education was getting school systems to get the kids on the drug Ritalin. And they were giving $500 a month per kid who was on Ritalin. And I said, they're drugging the kids on purpose. The school system's drugging the kids on purpose.
And I remember watching that when I was in college. That's why you've been enemy number one all along, because you immediately went after their drugging of the kids.
And I see, people don't understand. I got the phone call. The phone call was, we need to have a meeting from the Federal Trade Commission. And they said, you have to stop talking about Ritalin. That was a one-on-one meeting. And I said, that's the point of the Mega Memory program. Sure, it improves your memory, but I'm exposing the drug Ritalin. And they, and I will not back down. And they said to me, we will not back down either. They sued Sean Shanahan with Hooked on Phonics, bankrupted him. They sued me. I fought back, basically won that. But then they've been on a crusade ever since to demonize me as the messenger. But they never said that the Mega Memory program, for example, didn't work. They never said that there are customers who bought Mega Memory and didn't get a refund. And then when it came out, Natural Cures, they don't want you to know about that book, which was number one on the New York Times bestseller list 26 weeks in a row. In 2004, it was the number one selling book in America. It outsold Harry Potter. It outsold The Da Vinci Code. When I came out with that book, I exposed how the pharmaceutical companies were basically fraudulently lying to people about the research, about the efficacy and safety of their drugs. Now, what just came out yesterday? That the pharmaceutical companies write these letters saying how good a drug is. They go to the doctors at the medical schools, the PhDs, and say, sign this letter, make believe it came from you, and we'll pay you $100,000. Now, I exposed that in 2004.
And now that's coming out that all the major boards pushing all the vaccines, they're all on the payroll, but they're not making $100,000 now. Some of these guys are making $500,000 a year just to sit there and say you need this.
And doesn't it include the secret stock options and the warrants they're getting as well? So that's why I've been pushing, and that's why the Federal Trade Commission, which does a pretty good job in the media saying Kevin Trudeau's a snake oil salesman, he's a convicted felon. Well, you know, what snake oil am I selling? I'm not selling Vioxx. That seems like snake oil.
Well, they're trying to discredit you, because I remember, you've been doing this so long, I remember when I was a senior in high school and then in college, I'd be sitting around in the dorm watching you, and I remember you talking about Ritalin on TV, and going back through my memory, you're one of the first people that really woke me up to that, and now they admit it shrinks the children's brains, mm-hmm. causes their heart to swell, retards growth, retards their psychological development, their mental development. Everybody knows Ritalin's bad now, and it was really Kevin Trudeau.
I was one of the first guys out there, and you talk a lot about fluoride in the water. I talk about fluoride in the water. We talk about the genetically modified food, how it caused illnesses and disease, the antibiotics in meat and dairy, the bovine growth hormone in meat and dairy. You know, why do we have such obesity in America? The report came out 2 days ago that said in the next 7 years, over 50% of Americans are going to be not just fat or overweight, obese. Obese. Why is it rising when more people are on diet food? More people are going to the gym ever before in America, but the obesity rate and the overweight rate keeps going up and up and up and up.
Oh, listen, 50, 60 years ago, everybody working on our family farms, I've seen photos of them in old film footage, They were all super skinny, but they ate gigantic, huge, piling meals.
A lot of fat, a lot of beef, a lot of dairy, a lot of carbohydrates. Nobody was on diet food. There was no light beer. They were eating real beer. They weren't on aspartame and Splenda. These chemicals are being specific. And I've been in the meetings. You know, when I was involved in the marketing, some of the stuff behind the scenes and developing some of the mind-controlled advertising, I was there. You know, how can we say something to make it legal in the words, but have the person's impression be what's not true? That's how the marketing was done. And so coming out and exposing this, that's why I'm public enemy number one to the government, especially the pharmaceutical industry. You know, when I went on Larry King, I was booked on Larry King right after I did the Today Show with Matt Lauer. I was on Matt Lauer Live. Right after I did the live show with Matt Lauer, I got a cancellation from Larry King. And Larry called me and said, I'm really sorry, and I have to tell you, I was ordered to take you off the air because CNN executives do not want you live because you won't do what we tell you to say. When I was on with Donnie Deutsch on CNBC, first thing he said, don't talk about the drug companies. I mean, so that's the problem.
Well, that's like 40% of their advertising.
Yeah, you can't go on there. And I've been offered deals. Just stop talking about fluoride, stop talking about the drug companies, and we'll give you a free pass.
Well, I can't imagine the deals you were offered. Back when I was like on 10 radio stations in 98 and 99, I was approached by some of the biggest radio networks, and they said point blank, no more Federal Reserve, no more black helicopters, no more New World Order. You can be the next Rush Limbaugh. How does, you know, a million the first year, 15 million the next sound? And I said, I can't stop talking about the truth. And now look at us all these years later. House Finance Service Committee approves bill to audit the Fed, rejecting Watt's fake alternative in the House, and votes to rein in foreign currency swaps. So the beginning of the end for these people is now here. The public now looks past Republicans and Democrats, the puppets. They're now seeing the power structure. And it just shows that not selling out has now paid off for the truth and freedom. We're not winning yet, but we're beginning to get there.
And what's happening is you're seeing it as well. The bigger voice you have and the more that people begin to listen to you, that's when the attacks start coming.
Oh, my gosh. I've got no exaggeration. Over 20 attacks the last 2 days. CBS News, Jerusalem Post, George Soros, Media Matters. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable.
Correct. So when you start having an influence, that's when you get the attacks. Now, my books, 50 million copies have been sold. On TV, I have more impressions than anybody else in the last decade, even Oprah. So I'm having a huge influence. I've had over 70 million customers buy my stuff. I had three TV networks in Europe. I had manufacturing facilities in China. So I had a big influence, and I'm having a big influence. And that's one of the reasons why I'm the snake oil salesman. I'm the fraudster. I'm the person deceiving America. Talk about smoke and mirrors. Where are all the people that have been deceived? You know, where are all the customers? I mean, remember Dr. Phil, he wrote a book called The Ultimate Weight Loss Solution. Now, the guy's chubby. I don't know how he could write a book on The Ultimate Weight Loss Solution, but it was fraud. And what happened? The people who bought it sued him. There was a class action suit, and he settled for $10 million because he was deceiving the public. Look, you can't sell 50 million copies of a book, and if you're deceiving the public, not get sued.
But regardless, it's not the government to be the arbiter. It's the lawsuits. It's not the government to be correct. The arbiter to say Kevin Trudeau, because I don't get all the big hubbub. I mean, I've read several of your books on cures you're not supposed to know about and things. And this is stuff that I've already heard 50 times from, I'm not poo-pooing your book, it's stuff I've already
it's
heard
not
from
new.
From
it's,
medical doctors.
It's not new. It basically,
I mean, it's like, oh, get vitamin D, get sunshine. Oh my God, this is so evil.
There's nothing in there that they never attacked the message. Because the message is in everybody else's book. Maybe I presented it in a better way.
Yeah, you put it on well on TV and put it in a nice book.
People are reading it. That's the point. People are reading it. But what the one thing in my book that's different than the other ones, why the attacks, is I expose Big Pharma.
No, that's it. You give people solutions, but then you also expose the problem.
That's correct.
That's the difference.
And that's the difference because they told me if I take that out, there'll be no problem.
Because they don't want alternative media to be activist, and instead of just getting in a fetal position to their attacks, you stand up and fight them.
Correct. Now, they didn't attack me on the Debt Cures book and the free money where I exposed the corruption with the banking industry because that was already going on at the grassroots level anyway. So when I started exposing the specific corruption in the banking industry and how the consumers are getting ripped off, like look at your credit card statement. You know, before we used to have usury interest in it.
That's when they went crazy.
Yeah. And I said, look at your credit card statement and look at you're paying 35% annual percentage rate. That's before the fees. If you add the fees in, some people are paying 400, 500% interest rates, that's when they went crazy again.
Stay there. Let's explain, because that's when they really dropped the hammer, was when a couple of years ago you came out against the banks right before the collapse. Kevin Trudeau's our guest. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Kevin Trudeau, the evil one, according to the mainstream media, is here with us. And bottom line, he has his First Amendment right. And you were getting into the latest salvo you launched a few years ago, before the big bus came, and they didn't like that, explaining the usury, the scams, the loan sharking that was going on. Tell us about that information that you put out.
Yeah, I knew this particularly because I actually sat on the yacht, and I told you this last time when I called in from Germany, off the coast of Barbados, when we started writing the direct mail pieces to get people to get credit cards. And we knew what was happening. We basically were given a license to steal. So my friends and I, we own some banks. So we were involved in this right from the giddy up. But the idea was we charge fees because fees are not interest, and we could charge anything: a monthly maintenance fee, an activation fee, account review fee, an over limit fee, anything, any fee name we could come up with, we would charge you. And this is how, when you add up the fees plus the interest, we got the Congress to allow on credit cards because of the potential default rate to allow us to charge over state caps. So before you had usury interest, so it used to be like 20.74 interest rate. If you charge more than that, you were a loan shark. Now we could charge 30-40% right on your bill, 40% annual percentage rate. We could charge you that, which is virtually enslaving people, because if you're getting charged 30-40% annual percentage rate, forget the fees, but if you just charge that, you can't pay it off if you pay your minimum balance. Just do the mathematics. It takes 30 years to pay it off. So if you have a $5,000 balance with the 40% annual percentage rate and the minimum monthlies, it takes 35 years to pay it off. You're an indentured slave. And you pay back $180,000 on your $5,000.
So you wrote a book exposing that. You went on TV exposing that.
Correct. And I was, of course, violently attacked. And now with the herpes cure that I'm releasing, talk about a violent attack. I mean, this is, and then when the weight loss cure, you know, there's four more drugs being approved for weight loss. You don't need any of them. I lost 45 pounds in 45 days. I've kept it off for 4 years. Hundreds of thousands of people have used that cure that was developed by Dr. Simeons in 1959 that I exposed in that book. The herpes cure.
You do look super healthy for 47.
Thank you very much. The herpes cure that came out. And I haven't been sick in 25 years. I haven't even taken an aspirin in 25 years. And I'm not a fanatic. I drink coffee. You know, I have cheeseburgers and French fries. So I'm not like a tofu burger eating, you know, raw foodist or anything. So these things are the reason why the attacks come. They're not coming from customers who buy it. They're coming from the government who has no complaints. But it just shows you the power of the media. You know it as well as anybody. Actually, you are the king in terms of opening people's eyes to the truth. You connect with your audience. You're well-read. You have the data. You have the documentation. People trust what you say because what you say is the truth. And you are doing just an absolutely brilliant job of getting people to see that they are being slowly enslaved.
But, Kevin, it's not that hard. I mean, here's a microcosm example, and I know you're a master of understanding psychology, so explain to myself and everybody else. What is the tactic where they say, there is no world government, Alex Jones is crazy, here's 200 articles a day announcing world government saying it's good. What is the psychological system there? What are they going for?
Here's how it works. Number one, as Hitler said, a big lie repeated over and over becomes the truth. That's number one. So you have to get a big lie and you repeat it over and over. But secondly, it has to come from what's called a credible authoritative force. If you look at government buildings, you have to walk up these stairs to get to the government official. The king. It's a power. Everything is done to elicit power on the individual.
And then they're up on a big dais.
That's correct. Now, this is done very scientifically. And I know this because we were involved in how to get somebody to say something with higher authority so that you believe it. You know the amazing Kreskin?
Yes.
Okay, he's a friend of mine. That's called suggestibility. So there's a lot of ways, without putting you in a hypnotic trance, to just do something that is a suggestion where you make the person believe it, yes or no. Here's a perfect example. You go to your MD, and he gives you blood pressure medication, or he gives you high cholesterol medication. And I ask people, who've read my book, why are you taking your high cholesterol medication? Because I'm following doctor's orders. I go, excuse me, I didn't know the doctor gave you orders. I thought the doctor was somebody that you hired to give their opinion.
It's a priesthood.
Correct. So people are brainwashed and they go, like, they snap out of the trance. They go, wait a minute, you're right. He's not giving me orders.
And as you know, it's even come out now in mainstream news that statins are frying people's livers and have nothing to do with cholesterol.
I explain that in my book. It's one of the biggest money-making scams at the pharmaceutical company.
Have you heard where the federal government and the Japanese government want to put statins in the water?
Of course, yes. Let's get them in there. And the reason is not to help you. It's to... We have to make human beings more trainable and easier to control. So how do we do it? We spray the air, we put things in the water, we get you to take drugs, and then we use television with mind control techniques to numb you down and affect it actually affects the dendrite size in the brain and the neurotransmitter activity, which is why kids today are virtually drones. They just do whatever they're told from the authority. They just follow blindly.
Wow. Kevin Trudeau, long segment coming up. A ton to cover. Let's get more into mind control. Let's get more into the big healthcare tyranny. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Kevin Trudeau with us. Wish we could have him for longer, but he's got a bunch of meetings he's got to go off to. It's great to have you in studio. I hope we can have you each time you come into town.
It'd be my pleasure.
Let me plug some of the websites at naturalcures.com, kevintrudeau.com. And you were telling me during the break you've got a special running this week.
Yeah, at naturalcures.com I have all three of my books, the hardcover, brand new updated editions, Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, More Natural Cures Revealed, and The Weight Loss Cure, plus the new one, The Herpes Cure. It's a $100 value that we sell them. It's all free. They just pay one shipping charge. So if they go to naturalcures.com, they can get all the books, $100 worth of books for free, just one shipping charge.
I want to know about this herpes cure. I mean, that's something that's probably going to sell.
Well, let me give you the Reader's Digest on this real quick. The herpes virus is in the body when you, and 80% of people have the herpes virus, either genital herpes, cold sores, or shingles.
Well, I've heard it's the same thing that's on your lips.
Yeah, it's a herpes. There's like 8 different strains of herpetic viruses. But these viruses are very bad because they get into the central nervous system and they really bring you down emotionally. They affect metabolism, weight gain, irritability, all types of problems, and they get worse over time. So if you don't get rid of it, which you can't unless you do something, it stays. So the drug companies love this because they say there is no cure for herpes. And people take a drug every day for the rest of their life to kind of reduce the outbreaks. But in New Zealand, and there was a doctor in Africa who developed a cure for malaria. They figured out a way to completely eradicate the herpes virus. It takes about 30 days. It's very inexpensive. And in 30 days, you never have a breakout ever again. And about 90 days later, your body is completely free of the virus. You can go to a doctor, get a blood test, and they'll run the antibody test. 90% of the people show negative for the herpes virus. Now, that is biologically impossible, according to medical doctors. But it is absolutely a breakthrough. When I came out with this, I don't sell it. I don't sell any vitamins. Other companies sell it. It's not patented. So I have a report called the Herpes Cure where I give people, this is where you buy it. It's inexpensive and it works. And that's how I can make those claims. Now, the guy who sells it doesn't say it's a herpes cure because he'd go to jail. Because in America, the FDA, which passes laws, people don't know that the FDA passes laws, not Congress. There's a million laws in America. The FDA passed a law. They wrote their own law. And it says only a drug can be used to treat, prevent, or cure a disease. Which means if I say an orange cures scurvy, I go to prison. That's illegal in America.
And it absolutely does cure it.
We know it does. And we know that food for centuries has been the cure for disease. We know for centuries the reason people got sick is they were malnourished. What was the cure for every disease? When the guy came in, oh, he's very sick, give him food. It was always feed him because food provides nutrients which allow the body to heal itself.
Garlic, the minority groups that ate more garlic than other groups in Europe, they didn't die from the Black Plague. Everybody else did.
Correct. So we know food and nutritional deficiencies cause disease, and by eating and getting the proper nutrition, you can basically cure yourself of disease. We know now that toxicity, primarily from drugs, both non-prescription and prescription, cause disease. And we know the drug companies lie about the efficacy of their drugs and the safety. We know this. I reported on it. Now it's coming out. Drug companies write letters saying how wonderful their drug is. They go to a professor at the medical school and say, sign this letter as if it's coming from you, and we'll pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's fraud. It's fraud. It's payoffs and bribes. They pay researchers to make up false reports on research about the efficacy. Cough syrup last year. For years, you know, take your Robitussin, take your whatever for cough suppressant. Now we find out that cough syrup doesn't suppress a cough. It doesn't even work. And now we find out that the cough syrup increases asthma and allergies in kids. The Centers for Disease Control came out 5 days ago and said the number of children getting allergies is rising at an alarming rate, a pandemic rate, or an epidemic rate, because in America, and we don't know why. Well, we do know why. Nutritional deficiencies and genetically modified food and all the chemicals in the food. We know why. So all these things are happening, and people need to know that there are simple solutions to, they don't have to be overwhelmed.
But they don't want that. The establishment doesn't want that because obviously the sicker we are, it's simple. 2 + 2 = 4. They can sell us more of their deadly drugs.
That's exactly.
Then we get sicker, even more drugs.
Well, if you never notice when a disease comes out to the forefront and it's on the news, oh, there's a new disease, restless leg syndrome, or there's a new disease, you know, acid reflux disease. When it comes out, guess what? At the same time, isn't it interesting that there's a drug already approved on the market? Right at that same
point. Well, it's simple. This is the medical tyranny. They get everyone on drugs, put chemicals in the food and water, the GMO. Everybody gets sick. And then the society goes bankrupt. The government takes over health care. And now the government is the arbiter of life and death. This is the ultimate priest class wanting people dependent. And we have the government textbooks, the government documents. We've covered them ad nauseum, how they would use the medical tyranny to carry out this forced population reduction. And so how can we have a government writing textbooks like eco-science with the White House science czar saying they want to kill us through the vaccines, water, and food, and then now we're going to trust only the approved drugs and products that come down from the eugenicists that say they detest us.
It's comical. And here's the thing. You know, this new healthcare bill that's going through Congress that became 1,000 pages, now it's 2,000 pages. If people actually read it, one of the things that's in there, which people aren't even discussing, is if this is passed, what's going to occur, Alex, is when you go to your doctor, A, you are going to be required to go to your MD. Not your chiropractor, not your homeopathic doctor, not the doctor of your choice. You're going to be required to go to the government-approved doctor, which is the MD. That's number one. You're required.
And they're going to decide what test you get.
And here's the thing. When that doctor says, here's your cholesterol medication, and you say, no, I don't want that, guess what? You don't have a choice. You have to take the drug.
And you have to buy insurance and have 2.5 to 5%, depending on your tax bracket, taken out of your check. That's only the beginning.
Correct. It's basically mandating from cradle to grave what goes in your body, what drugs and what surgical procedures, and this is perfect in terms of controlling the population. It is perfect. It's exactly what, why do you think this is being rushed through? It isn't to protect anybody or help anybody. It's to make sure that everybody now gets in line, all the sheeple get in line, and they get their drugs, get their vaccines, get their shots, and it reduces, for example, plastics in drugs. Plastic, BPA plastics are being put in drugs specifically for no reason. But now we find out.
Oh, by the way, that Kevin Trudeau is not just saying this. That was all over the news this week, that they don't know why all these different drug makers are adding toxic plastics.
They don't know why. Well, it's very simple, because they also discovered, and it was reported, that these plastics feminize men. And let me give you the definition of feminize. It basically takes the initiative or aggressive nature away from the man. It makes him more fat, higher body percentage of fat, but reduces his initiative. He has no more aggressive nature. What are you doing? You're making sure that your men don't revolt. It is specifically done to reduce the man's ability to fight back.
Well, that's, I mean, I can list them all here, but that's in eco-science. That's in the Japanese government, what, 7 months ago proposed putting calmative drugs in the water. And they're openly now broaching this because they're already doing it.
Exactly. So when people start saying, for example, when they come to me and go, oh, you're the snake oil salesman. Here's the book, Natural Cures. It's 597 pages.
And you're against people drinking fluoridated water, so you're bad.
Exactly. Now, in Europe, by the way, they don't have fluoride in the water, because the European court actually announced that fluoride in the water is a deadly poison.
How do the French eat more unhealthy foods, smoke cigarettes, and
stay thin?
And stay thin and live longer.
Here's the reason why. The meat over there, for example, the cows eat grass. They don't eat genetically modified corn. The dairy products come from cows that eat grass, not genetically modified corn. The cows over there are not injected with bovine growth hormone. The food over there is not genetically modified. If you have a cucumber or a tomato, it tastes like a cucumber or a tomato. In America, virtually all of our food supply has been genetically modified, and the cows and the dairy have bovine growth hormone. And this genetically modification by Monsanto, primarily in Cargill, is designed to make people fat and make people slower mentally.
And what's the one country in Europe that has the same statistics that we do, and all the other European countries don't, for unhealthiness? It's England. Exactly. England has adopted this, and they've got the same growth curve in diabetes and in cancer and in obesity and in everything.
Well, this is why national health care or national health insurance in America won't work. If you go to Sweden or Switzerland, for example, where every single person has a insurance plan that the government pays for, so the taxpayers put in. First off, they don't have any homeless people. They don't have any people that aren't paying taxes. Everybody's virtually employed over there, especially in, let's say, Switzerland. But the other thing is this. The people there don't go to doctors. They're not very sick. So if you were to take the people in America and throw them over into Switzerland, the rates that those Swiss pay in terms of national health insurance would triple, because the people are sicker. So over there, the people aren't that sick. In America, they're all sick. The other reason is the drug costs and the surgical procedures in America. The drug companies charge anywhere from 5 to 10 times more than they do in Sweden or Norway or Switzerland. So when you go to a national health insurance here, it is absolutely going to bankrupt this country, but not really. What it's going to do is it's designed to do two things. To, number one, get people on drugs nonstop, and number two, get their premium so high that we virtually turn them into indentured servants. Now, every American citizen has to work just to pay for the insurance premium.
Now, again, we have the government documents. We have the white papers in the U.S. and England going back to the 20s. Bertrand Russell and others. H.G. Wells said they were going to do all this. We've allowed this scientific dictatorship, this technocracy, to come in to set this up. And it's clearly engineered by design. A lot of the world is waking up to this. Americans are waking up to this. You know, they're trying to set examples of people like Kevin Trudeau shutting you down, but you're now beating them. It does seem that the worm is starting to turn. Looking forward into the future, near future, mid future, long term, how do you see this battle, this revolution of ideas playing itself out?
Well, this is very interesting, because there are multiple tracks that the power elite would like to go on. They don't really care which track or how it even skips from track to track. They want to get to this end result. We know what the end result is. But the really interesting thing in today is, because we have the internet, We have the power to influence people like never before in our history. And people like you who are out there exposing what's going on and giving people facts. And people are now opening their eyes little by little by little. People who've read my book, Natural Cures. You know, every single day someone comes up to me. I was on the plane coming in from L.A. The pilot came out and he gave me a hug. And he said, because of you, I'm still flying. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, I got your book, Natural Cures. He said, I had arthritis. And because my arthritis was so bad, the mobility of my hands and pain, I couldn't run the controls. I was going to lose my pilot's license. But I learned about system aerostoliate, which is what I talk about in the book for cure for arthritis, or rheumatoid arthritis cure. I use both of them. 60 days, full mobility. My hands actually almost flattened out again. Not perfect, but no pain, full mobility. I still can fly because of you. So we're having a positive impact on people one by one by one. And I think we can win this. You know, when the government becomes such a tyranny and they apply such controlling power, those who can see it now really see it. And I think that's going to make a big difference.
I agree. It's just that we're not just saying this. I'm sure everybody's already seen it in the news. The announcements are being made that, oh, we've got to shut down the web for your safety. And, oh, there's going to be a new gatekeeping web where you can only visit certain sites. Or the government's going to put messages over people's websites in your browser. And, oh, the NSA has a patch for for the new Windows. The NSA is taking over the Internet. I mean, they're openly putting up trial balloons to shut down the web. But I think the cliche of the genie being out of the bottle or the horse already leaving the barn, I think that really plays in here, but the establishment isn't going to give up without a fight.
Correct. Now, when I got sued, for example, by the FTC, I got sued twice for false and misleading advertising. Both cases, they dropped the case, and they've had a sign. There's been no finding of any wrongdoing on Mr. Trudeau's part. That's never published, okay? But that's the fact. Never a finding of wrongdoing. I've been held in contempt twice, which I'm very proud of, because the court, the judge, ordered me to lie about my books. And I said, no, I won't. So I continued to say the things that I knew were true, and that's why I was found in contempt. And again, most recently, a $37 million fine and banned, which I won.
But $37 million. I said $27
million. Yeah, no, $37 million. But now I'm back in court. Now here's what I was in court 2 days ago. So now the government said, since I won my appeal, they're asking the judge, forget the $37 million. Now they want $46 million. They want a $46 million fine. And they said, we want you to take away Mr. Trudeau. This is what the words are. Take away his First Amendment rights for life. Because he's too dangerous to the American public.
How can they go into a court, the federal government, and say, take away his First Amendment rights? And well, that's one question. Secondarily, you made the point about how the FDA just makes its own laws. Here's a microcosm example. In California, Schwarzenegger couldn't get the legislature to pass a law to ban over 40-inch TVs. He just ordered the Regulatory Correct. Energy Agency to do it, and they said, we're going to put taxes on all TVs, Correct. And we're going to ban a bunch of TVs, and that was in the news yesterday.
Jonathan Emord wrote the book, I think it was Rise of Tyranny, or I'm not sure the name of the book, but he's a great attorney, and he talks about how the Congress allowed all the alphabet soup agencies to pass laws without congressional approval. We have 1 million laws in America. We have more laws per person than any other country in the world. We have more people in jail than any other country in the world. We have the highest percentage of people in jail. We have the highest percentage of convicted felons. I am one. We are a nation now, virtually the number one police state in the world.
Did you know that over 10% of Texans have warrants out for their arrest right now?
And people need to wake up. Now, what's the answer? I think the answer is real simple. The good news, people say to me, aren't you concerned that all these people are taking the vaccine, the swine flu vaccine? Aren't you concerned? I says, no, because I'm not getting it. And if somebody wants to be an idiot and go there and take the vaccine, you know what I tell them? Take a double dose just to be safe. You know, if you're that much of a moron, take a double dose. Seriously, I mean, I'm trying to tell you, but if you're going to do it anyway, go ahead. You want to jump off the bridge? Good. You want me to help you? I mean, if you're that much of an idiot, what can we do? The good news is, you know, your family's protected. I know my family's protected. My friends are protected. And if all these other people start doing all these idiotic things, it's their own. They have nobody to blame except themselves. They have to take responsibility.
Well, he's very articulate and focused, and that's why the establishment doesn't like him. And they want to set the precedent to censor everyone else. But you also made the point that they want to scare everyone.
Well, that's
it's that chilling effect, and that's what they're doing with me. They're saying, You don't talk about the North American Union. You don't read Ban Ki-moon when he's in the New York Times calling for world government. You don't discuss this. And it's a message to those that are awake. Shut up or we'll come after you. So it's a dual message. And to the dumbed down, it's further, yes, children,
correct,
this doesn't exist.
And what's happening, for example, Time Magazine will not run an ad for my book. They will not run an ad. USA Today will not run an ad for my book. Many television stations will not run ads for my books. So how do we shut the guy up? And here's the next scary thing. The government now is going to banks, Visa and MasterCard particularly, as well as American Express, and they're saying, stop the merchant account. Shut off the merchant account of that guy who's selling books. There was one gentleman, I'm not sure where he was.
No, I've read about
this.
You
read about this?
Yeah.
And he was selling a book. Hey, the book, you and I disagree with 100%. It's a crazy book, but the point is he has the right to write it, and he has the right to sell it. But if it's against the government now orders the Visa, MasterCard merchant accounts to shut them off. So now he can't sell it. So he can put up a website, but he can't take an order. So it's real simple to shut the guy up. Just turn the volume off.
This is 21st century 2.0 book burning.
It is 100% book burning. You attack the messenger. You ruin his credibility, which they've done to me in a huge way. But the good news is people see through it. The more that they attack me, the stronger I become.
Kevin Trudeau, stay there. We'll be right back.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Worried that inflation will ruin your retirement or plans of sending your kids to college? Get a pencil. Discover how to turn $10,000 into possibly $431,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. For example, investors who took Scott Smith's advice and invested $10,000 in Silver Standard Resources turned it into $431,000. And those who invested in Seabridge Gold Shares turned $10,000 into $800,000. Scott Smith is the former senior executive of Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter. He's urging everyone afraid of the nearly $2 trillion in new debt to get his inflation survival kit. It details seven must-own stocks, including a gold stock with six-figure potential that has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 877-727-2461. That's 877-727-2461. Or go to his website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Kevin Trudeau in studio for two more segments. Then we've got Neil Fallon, the lead singer and founder of Clutch.
All right.
One of those top 10 rock bands right now. Fans of the show. We're fans of what they do. Fall of the Republic, my friend. Want to give you a copy of it on DVD?
Thank you very much. I saw the first one, The Obama Deception. And it is just a, you are really a brilliant documentarian, the way you produce these. And I think, again, through your radio show, your television broadcast, and these documentaries, really exposing in a very simple to understand way, eye-opening way, and entertaining way, you know, what people need to know so they can have their eyes open so they can make different choices.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Well, people also, as you were talking about, vote with their dollars. I'm under massive attack. You're under massive attack. People need to support those of us that are being censored. I'm being censored in a lot of ways. They're trying to bully us off stations. There's a lot of dirty tricks. And, you know, that's the real mark of somebody who's a trailblazer and doing important work. Speaking of trailblazing, for over a decade, you've been talking about gold. You've been talking about the manipulation of the banking systems. You've been talking about the private Federal Reserve. That's now coming to a head. And you've been talking to a lot of high-power billionaires and people about what they're doing in their investments. Kevin, why do we see gold going above $1,150?
Well, you know, when it was down at $600 to $700, we were both talking about it. We'll go over $1,000, and everybody, you know, was laughing at us.
We're kooks.
But I remember when Cramer went on television and he said to buy Bear Stearns. Before that, about a week before, me and a couple of buddies were on the phone and we were looking at Bear and Lehman. And we said, you know, these are factored out 31-40 to 1. These are going down. So we shorted those companies in a massive way. And then Cramer went on TV, I think it was CNBC, and he said, buy Bear Stearns. Well, after he did that, I got a phone call from my buddy in Switzerland. He said, is this guy a moron? Or is he a complete idiot? Or is he just lying?
A sucker rally.
2 days later, they went bankrupt. Bear went down and so did Lehman within a week. After Cramer said this. Now, we had already shorted it, so we had made a huge fortune on that particular deal. Actually, it went down more than we had even thought. But gold, I had two guys call me, one from his estate in Dominican Republic and one from Europe. And one guy bought $8 billion, that's with a B, worth of physical hard gold over the last 8 months.
Oh, the elites are grabbing it.
Yeah, and the other guy bought $5 billion. And I said, you know, that's a lot of your asset, percentage of your assets in physical gold. Why? And here's what their answer was. They said, look, if the Chinese make a particular move, we could lose 30% of our value here, which is okay because we still have the hard asset. But if we go someplace else and we invest in equities or the real estate market, we could lose virtually 70% or all of it. So they were looking at now, as opposed to trying to build wealth, they're looking at a very protection mode. So what's happening, some of the biggest players around the world that I know of, you know, are taking their billions and they're moving it into particular situations to protect based on some of the things that could happen.
And by the way, you were talking about this last year. Here it is. Société Générale, one of the biggest banks in France, tells clients how to prepare for potential global collapse. And they say, basically, get gold. I mean, this is really starting to happen. This is getting scary.
It is. But, you know, the good news is I think right now we're in a situation where if people have their eyes open and know some of the things to basically do, this over the next 2 to 5 years is going to be one of the best opportunities for wealth creation for the long term that we will ever see in our lifetime. I think this is a brilliant thing. People just need to be aware of it. You know, you've heard about the law of attraction. It's really a misnomer. You really need to create wealth or make wealth, not attract it. That's really a misnomer because the people that I know at the highest levels, they make and they create as opposed to try to
look at this quote. This is out of the London Telegraph. If so, gold would go up, 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 and the only safe haven from fiat paper currency. Private debt is also crippling. So they're saying the only thing to do here is gold because every other currency may go down.
Yeah, and the currencies in the real estate market is going to crash, I think. It's going to stay at par for the next 2 years. It could go down another 25% for sure, especially the commercial market. I have friends who have buildings, you know, worth billions of dollars.
We're going to break for 1 minute. Let's come back in our final segment and talk about that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids.
Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got the evil Kevin Trudeau with us. Got to burn his books, got to ban him from speaking. He can't have his First Amendment. This is exciting, though, specifically. Well, first, let's finish up with real estate. But then what does it mean that you've won your appeal against the feds? I guess it just means
they're back in court. All it means is now it went from the appeals court, went back to the lower court. And now the government said, OK, well, they overturned the judgment because they said it was wrong. So now the judge has to restructure another judgment. Because I was found in contempt and because I did the evil thing, my evil thing is I said the weight loss cure was easy. That's why I was charged $37 million, because I said it was easy.
But isn't that double jeopardy that you keep winning?
Yeah, there's a lot of legal things. This is a contempt hearing. It's not in front of a jury. I asked the judge, please charge me criminally. I asked him to charge me criminally. I gave him an offer. I says, charge me criminally in front of a jury, and if I'm found guilty, I will give away my First Amendment rights. I said, that's my offer. Charge me criminally. Put me in front of a jury. The judge laughed. I says, I'm willing to give you a deal here, Your Honor. Charge me criminally. Criminal contempt. And put me in front of a real jury. Because you know that they are not, they're going to say, easy? First off, I got 100,000 people that said the weight loss cure was easy. That's number one. But here's the best part. The judge said, I read the book, The Weight Loss Cure, and I don't think it's easy at all. I said, excuse me, Your Honor.
So he's now the judge of everything.
That's correct. I said, you read my book, which is protected by the First Amendment, and you don't like the way it was written? He said, well, I don't think it's easy. I said, did you do the weight loss cure in the book? No. How do you know if it was easy? I says, and even if you did it, it's irrelevant. I said it was easy. There's 100,000 other people that said it was easy. It's subjective. It's my opinion. It's protected by the First Amendment. He said, no, I think everybody who bought that book was defrauded, and therefore I'm fining you $37 million. He says, you're dangerous to society.
But the government can't find plaintiffs. They've got to come after you themselves.
Exactly. There's no people out there. There were tens of thousands of letters written to the judge from people who said, you insane? I did the diet. It was easy. I lost a pound a day. I kept it off. It's the best thing that ever happened. Thank God for Kevin Trudeau and his books. And the judge said, well, those aren't going into the record. But this just shows you, and it's not about me, it just shows you that
it's about everybody.
If it can happen to me, it can happen to the next guy. You know, when the Gestapo went in and took your neighbor, you said, well, they must have done something wrong. Guess what? You're next. You're next. And that's what's happening in America. You heard about the feds going to the guy's house who was complaining at a town hall meeting, and he was on Fox News, and he said, last night, goons from the federal government came to my house at 2:30 in the morning, threatened me and my family.
No, that happened here. That just happened. That's happening to everybody.
And let me tell you, up until now, no one has been. It's like, why is Area 51? Why was Roswell? Why are these people afraid to say anything? Because they get direct threats. Why was Ross Perot dropped out of the race?
They threatened to kill his family.
And he said it right on national television on Larry King. I've had people come to my house in the middle of the night. I have a little bit of an advantage. Number one, and I won't get into it now, but I have a big advantage of why I can't be attacked in certain ways. But the attack that's against me is by using the media to demonize me and get people to stop doing business with me and trying to get the public to stop buying my book.
They're trying to run a blockade against you, a siege.
Correct, yeah.
It's like sanctions on Iraq for 18 years.
Correct. And, you know, the good thing is I know that what I'm doing is good. My books, hey, you may read the book, you may not like the book, you may not believe what I say in the book. But the point is I have the right to write a book called Natural Cures. I have a right to give you the herpes cure and say this is the cure. I have a First Amendment right to do that. I expose the banking industry. I have a new book coming out, Your Wish is Your Command, where I talk about the law of attraction and how to create whatever you want, which was hidden by Bilderberg Group. They don't want that information out. And I'm sharing information that I know personally, that I've used, that my friends have used to create wealth and better their lives. The government simply doesn't want people to know these alternatives, and not just that they work, but they don't want people to think.
KevinTrudeau.com. Check it out for yourself. And all things Kevin Trudeau. Kevin, I certainly hope they don't burn all your books, and I certainly hope they don't remove your free speech, because whether you're right or wrong, you've got that First Amendment right, and if you lose your right, I lose my rights. That's why we're standing beside you, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. You're doing a fantastic job.
You bet. Okay, we got the lead singer, Neil Fallon, a clutch, coming up.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and for the rest of the hour, as long as his cell phone holds out, he's over in Europe. Neil Fallon is the front man, lyricist, and occasional guitar player for the rock band Clutch, who's been around since 1991. Yeah, when I first heard don't know, 5-6 years ago, Escape from the Prison Planet. And I was like, and then I went and found out what year it came out. And I'm saying, wow, these guys are really on the same page. I didn't come out with Prison Planet until 2002. So maybe that song influenced me somehow. And the band's been around for 15 years. And it's just awesome. And he's with us. And you know, reading the lyrics, listening to the lyrics, I thought, these guys know all about the New World Order. They know all about what's going on. I said, we ought to get Neil Fallon of Clutch on. And we call him up to get him on. And it turns out that they are certainly aware of our work. And so it's just really exciting to have Neil Fallon on. Neil, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Hey, the pleasure's all mine, Alex. This is a blast. Good.
For some of my listeners that may not know about Clutch, who aren't, you know, kind of modern classic rock and roll fans, tell us about yourself. Tell us about what influences you guys and what you're doing currently.
Well, our backstory is pretty typical of, you know, most rock bands. We went to high school together and, you know, weren't particularly academic or athletic, so we said, hey, let's make rock and roll music for fun. And been doing that since band started in 91. And, you know, it's great. You know, I get to jam with my best friends and go out on the road and play rock and roll music. And right now we're in Hamburg, Germany on tour. And today was a wonderful day. Got to see the sun for the first time in about 3 weeks. And got another week left and then head home. And supporting a record now called Strange Cousins from the West. And that's basically the Reader's Super Reader's Digest version of what's going on.
Take that song, 50,000 Unstoppable Watts. You're talking about the information. What is that song about?
Well, the literal kind of genesis of that song goes back to where we rehearse in Frederick, Maryland. And in Frederick, Maryland, it's where the Fort Detrick Army Base is. And they do a lot of chemical weapons research and storage there. And it's only a couple miles from where we work, so it's, you know, it's a pretty heavy presence. And coming back from practice, listening to the instrumental version of that song, I passed the bass, and I was going to the beer store, and there's a lot of ham radio antennas that I think probably go back to, like, civil defense in the Cold War, and that's where the chorus came from. Anytime I write a song, I always kind of have a backstory that maybe won't be apparent in the lyrics themselves, but I think a lot of lyrics kind of talk about maybe the individual feeling somewhat helpless or fed up with powers that seem to be out of his or her control.
Absolutely.
And, I think this song isn't an exception to that rule.
Your political views, I mean, break those down for us, because, you know, the lyrics are really powerful, and I was pleasantly surprised to find out you guys occasionally listen to the show when you're out cruising around on the tour bus.
Yeah, we, there was particularly when we were in the van, excuse me, Tim, our guitar player, would download the podcast and we would listen to it because you got plenty of time to kill. So, that was a good thing. So, politically, you know, I consider myself a moderate, and I know in the U.S. that's not a popular thing because it kind of implies that you can't make up your mind or you're intellectually lazy. But the extremes to me, whether it's extreme left or extreme right, is just, it's just an easy way to think. And it's a lot harder to kind of sift through everything and create your own opinion.
No, I totally agree with you. I call that shattering the left-right paradigm, that the whole left-right thing becomes the entire universe of debate instead of, hey, I'm not looking at this entire system that you've laid out in front of me. I want something more. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes, I think so. It's it doesn't really matter to me who's in the Oval Office or who controls the Senate or the House. It's you're given a binary system of thinking, and it really disturbs me to hear the rhetoric that's going on in the country today. You're a socialist or you're a capitalist is dumbing it down so much that the public, the mob, is turning on itself.
Absolutely.
And the elite are laughing all the way at the bank because they're not getting looked at. So I really, you know, the New World Order to me is a lot like voodoo. It gets its power from a belief in it. And these people are just people. They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you and me. And I think sometimes the lyrics can reflect a paranoia, but I think it's important to be able to turn paranoia on and off. Because when you become a slave to it, then rational thought goes out the window.
Well, I agree with you that the controllers, just like our last guest was talking about, government buildings are these big imposing structures. You've got to go up the steps. They're built like castles against the people. You know, when they play Hail to the Chief, they point their cannon at you. It's all about they're the authority. They're invincible. They're gods. But you actually look at a G20 meeting of these bankers. They're a bunch of pot-bellied demons. They're not invincible. And if we discover that they're not invincible and come together as the people instead of being turned against each other, if we come together as black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you know, and stop fighting with each other and start talking about liberty versus tyranny, we're going to win this thing.
It is. And I think it's so emotional. It's easy to get caught up in it. And when I talk about it in this kind of context, this conversation that we're having, I try to divorce myself from the emotions as much as I can, because once you start getting red in the face, then reason and rationality go out the window. And as you know, this subject is pretty nebulous. There's a lot of people with ulterior motives. You know, one minute you could be talking about something like, for example, the melting point of steel, and then two, three sentences later, that same person is trying to tell you that Nicole Kidman is a reptilian overlord. And it's a minefield. There's a lot of disinformation. There's a lot of just kookiness out there. And sometimes you want to throw your hands up and say, "God, just I'll put my head in the sand and move out to the desert." But that's really not an option, is it?
Wow, that's a heavy point to make, because I try to stick to what I can prove, and I've seen the mainline system, when they do cover conspiracy issues on TV or radio, they like to mix chupacabras, space aliens, things that can't be proven but are interesting, in with the private Federal Reserve. And so it's easy to just like sports or like women or partying, and the whole world's designed to make you not want to look into reality, because the full spectrum of reality is a lot more confusing and wild and a minefield, as you said, than just the tiny spectrum of Leave It to Beaver and America's all fine and everything's dandy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing is ever easy. Nothing's simple. It's always more complicated. We live in a world where going back to the idea of socialism and capitalism. Those are European 19th century socioeconomic theories that I don't think, in the way that we understand them, are applicable today, because the world is changing so quickly. Once you define something, it's changed. And it's kind of like trying to grasp at water. And it's you know, like going back to what I said, it disturbs me to see people kind of cashing in on keeping people busy thinking that way. And, you know, when you say chupacabras and space aliens, I always talk about that in songs, because it's great material. You know, these are characters of our myth-making process as we live. But at the same time, I think there's a seriousness to it. Sarcasm and humor is a great weapon, and bullies don't like to be made fun of. So, I don't see myself as an expert in any subject. I just have a lot of questions and no answers.
Sure. And, I mean, we have David Icke on in people, because I believe David really believes what he's saying. And we do have a little bit of that as well, because we want to just get people thinking for themselves and realizing there's a bigger world out there, that there's more happening than what you just see on television or what your neighbors are doing. I mean, we're on a planet hurtling through deep space. And I think if people just rediscover the magic of life, the wonderment, that they'll stop letting Madison Avenue make them feel empty, so Madison Avenue can then dump in their false template of control.
This is true. I mean, I think in rock and roll, I mean, you know, it's theater. And I think that all the world is a stage is an awesome analogy or parable, if you will, that the easiest thing to do is to shock people. Bands make a living doing that sometimes. The easiest thing to do is to scare people. It's much harder to kind of engage people in an intellectual process. Maybe that sounds a bit too academic, but the world's not going to end in 2012, I'll tell you that much.
I absolutely agree with you. In fact, I'm making a film about how the establishment is trying to... Well, I'll explain it when we get back. We have, of course, the lead singer of the band Clutch, Neil Fallon.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000
Neil Fallon, frontman for Clutch, is our guest for the rest of the hour. I haven't asked him yet if he thinks we ought to take some phone calls coming up. Hell, we will. 800-259-9231. Just questions for Clutch, ladies and gentlemen. Neil, we were talking during the break. What has your evolution in awakening to the whole world government structure been like? When did you first start to question the nature of reality we live in? And you were telling me you went through a process of really being paranoid and freaked out, but now that you're not. Explain that to us.
Well, I think growing up, I live in Maryland, but for all intents and purposes, you know, it's the Washington, D.C. suburb. So it's in my face every day. Air Force One, I see it once a week. Marine One flies over my house. I see signs for the CIA, the NSA. They're building a huge complex out in College Park called Avatar. And it's, I think it really got to me, you know, in my 20s, and I felt, you know, we're screwed. There's nothing we can do. Ring, you know, wringing your hands, kind of a Chicken Little psychology. And then I don't know exactly if there's a kind of a threshold moment or an epiphany, but there's, I'm reading an awesome book right now called Politics and the Occult. And it's by the guitar player or former guitar player of Blondie, Gary Lachman. And it's a real fascinating look into the occult in politics. And there's a quote at the top of the book that I think kind of explains that. And it's nothing could be more dangerous for the human race than to believe that its affairs have fallen into the hands of supermen. And for me, that is the realization that as powerful as someone may be, their blood runs red, and their breath stinks too. And I think it's much healthier to live with that in your mind than to think there's nothing you can do, and we're damned. That's a very dark place to go. And I'm not going to live that way. I'm not going to have someone tell me that the world is going to go up in flames on a certain date, because first of all, there's no way you could know that, because you're telling me you're God, because you can predict the future. And if that's the case, well, fix everyone's problems right now. I mean, you know, if I know I'm kind of rambling, but I get a little
No, you're not. In fact, you know, we didn't do a pre-interview, and it's funny that you brought up the exact same things that are in my mind and at my core, and that's what I try to teach people, is that we all have incredible individual power. And I think instead of saying the world isn't run by supermen, I think the answer is we are all supermen and women. Like Gandhi said, the potential of the human species itself, and the elite know that they have to teach us that we're powerless because we actually have so much power. They're actually individuals who have realized how much power this species has and are scared that we will realize that potential and will actually contend for designing the reality we live in.
Yeah, I agree. And I think they try to prop themselves up with things like Bohemian Grove to instill a sense of mystery, because if it seems mysterious and spooky, then people are going to believe that you're mysterious and spooky. But, you know, Walter Cronkite's voice coming out of a big plastic owl to me is kind of laughable. And like going back to what I said, you know, I'm no expert on any of this. It's a huge topic with a lot of gray areas. That there's a lot of raw materials for songs, and when you listen to a song, you have your own subjective input into it, and I think that's the fun part. I'd rather cheer people on than beat them down.
What about Escape from the Prison Planet? That song came out, what, 95, 96?
Yeah, that was our self-titled record was sort of a big changing point for the band, both musically and lyrically, and I'd started reading a lot about at that point, UFO community, conspiracy theories, and whatnot. So the list, the lyrics are almost like a list of things that I was reading. I remember back then, before the internet was really the entity that it is now, there was these books written by, his name was Val Valerian, they're called The Matrix, and they were kind of like a compendium of the most bizarre, conspiracy theories and just esoteric thought, and spent a lot of time in the back of the van poring over those things, and I think that kind of worked its way into the song there.
We're going to come back with Escape from the Prison Planet. On the other side, it's Clutch frontman Neil Fallon. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. Long segment coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Our guest, frontman for Clutch. Neil, what's the best website for listeners to go check out all things Clutch?
The main one you want to go to is prorock.com. That's prorock.com. We have another website, Weathermaker Music, but that's our own record label, which will just probably bump you to ProRock. So information, message board, you know, all the links are centralized on that.
That's pro-rock.com?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were talking again during the break. That's some of the best radios, our discussions behind the scenes. Getting into the occult, you talk about it being voodoo. Voodoo is just a big mind game, a scam, making the poor Haitians believe that, you know, the politicians can make them die if they don't do what they say, just with, you know, some gunpowder thrown in a fire. And you were talking about a book that you've been reading about the occult in politics. This is an occult empire. Give us your take on that.
Well, if there is magic in the world, I think it's language. I mean, you can hypnotize people with language. And Clutch, we're not a platinum band, we're not a gold record band, but we've had some pretty big shows, and there have been moments on stage where I really felt, whether it's real or imagined, that I had 10,000 people in the palm of my hand, and it's the most powerful drug you can imagine. And I can understand how people get addicted to that, whether it be politicians or musicians. And I think that I think maybe that explains why some musicians get addicted to drugs, because they want to maintain that high all the time. But politicians never get off stage. They're always on it. And I think the occult, it draws its power from the power of the human mind. And I think a lot of these politicians try to imbue appear as if they are larger than life, either in their own mind or for our own benefit or not benefit, if you want to look at it that way, with these things that are hard to understand. But you go down to Washington, D.C., and it's a pretty imposing place. They're temples to mortal men, basically. But again, I'm rambling, and I forgot the initial.
No, we were talking about the occult. That's a great answer. I'm actually really impressed. It's thought-provoking, the different points you're bringing up. What does concern you most about this New World Order structure? You brought up during the break privatization.
What scares me is at the end of the day, the government is ours. Everyone that's elected is a public servant, and they need to be reminded that over and over and over again. They're like dogs. If you let them up on the couch, they're going to keep coming up on the couch. You got to remind them, we pay their wages. But if we start being so scared of being out of control, and we said, well, maybe it's best that companies take care of everything, all you've really done is you played a shell game. It's a three-card Monty. What really scares me is the privatization of prisons, of police forces, because then they don't have to answer to us, because they're their own entity, and that's capitalism gone awry.
What do you think? It's piracy. What do you think of the Hardin, Montana situation?
I've been trying to find out what's happened since. It's that story, at least from my own, kind of half-baked research, has kind of gone under the radar, and it's hard to find out what the repercussions were.
Let me give you the skinny on that. The state was so corrupt that when people begged them to investigate, they did a kind of a half-baked investigation and backed out. They admitted he was a 14-time felon and had 20-something aliases, and the local constabulary just wanted him to come in and start arresting the town to put him in the private prison to make them money. They also wanted it to be at Guantanamo Bay, and he's still visiting the town now, scamming new people. And it's really an example of the emperor has no clothes. Even though they know the emperor's butt naked, they don't want to admit they were wrong, because the boss hogs in that town are so criminal, they wanted somebody to come in and literally help them bleed the public.
So you're basically, it's just a glorified thug with a lot of money. It's frightening to me that could get as far as it did.
And by the way, the head of the Two Rivers Authority said he would do it again, and that it was a great thing. That they haven't even gotten in trouble, and they're still trying it today, and no one will stop them, because no one will admit they were wrong. And it just shows how wide open to corruption we are. It's like we have no immune system against it.
Well, it's almost like this: what was going on with the last administration. Some things were so over the top, in your face, shocking, that you almost believed it. Like, you could say something so contrary to logic that, well, it's so baffling, well, it must be true or must be okay. That was a Dick Cheney special. if we allow that to continue, if we're so afraid of our government that we decide that the answer is corporations, then I think we're ultimately just playing their game.
Well, what's happened is corporations have come in, created big government so they can get corporate welfare, and now they're just saying, hey, get rid of government altogether. We will be your government. That's all a king is some warlord who takes over your area and puts a crown on his head so everybody like monkeys bows down to them.
It's amazingly circular that it's almost you've gone back to feudalism, but it's digitized.
Digitized feudalism. The government's like a dog getting up on the couch that's getting uppity. I'm going to steal all of this, Neil. This is great stuff.
Go for it, man. I think going back to what I was saying about capitalism and socialism, because I come right now when I'm in Europe, I can see the news from afar and see maybe how the rest of the world might, or at least Western Europe, perceive the U.S. situation. And I've talked to people who are in much more socialized governments than our own. To sell out to corporations I think that is the idea. I think that at the end of the day, you turn government into a corporation, you turn corporation into a government, and they meet in the middle, and then we're all screwed.
Absolutely. I want to go to Tim and Chris and Freddie and others, specifically calls for the lead singer, the front man, the founder of Clutch, 1-800-259-9231. Neil Fallon is our guest in the last 20 minutes we've got here. But before I go to these calls, tell us about your latest album. Anything else you'd like to impart to all your fans or new fans that are out there, things that... You're up on a soapbox reaching a couple million people. What does Neil Fallon think is most important?
I think what is most important is to appreciate what you have. And we all only have so much time on this earth, and you got to do more good than harm. And I play in a rock band. It's a blessing. I love doing it. I love playing rock and roll. Everyone else in the band does. Life can be tough. So sometimes you just want to escape for a little bit and listen to some tunes, and whether it be on your CD or at a live show. And for us, at the end of the day, it's about having a good time. We're not trying to lecture anybody. We don't have any agenda, even though sometimes these things creep in. It's about having a good time and try to keep it simple in a complicated world.
What do you think of people like Ron Paul and auditing the private Federal Reserve?
I'm about as dumb as a box of rocks when it comes to, like, macroeconomics. But I think the more transparent anything is, it can't be bad. And especially when it comes to money. And auditing the Federal Reserve, well, I'm sure there's some, you'd have an army of accountants to have to do that. But why not? What would be the harm? Just finding out the truth?
It is a little suspicious that they're fighting so hard to keep that from happening, but the audit of the Fed has cleared its next hurdle. Looks like it's probably going to happen, which again shows the people we're fighting are not invincible.
No, you know, we pay we pay their wages, and it's that and votes is what they live for. And if enough people speak out for whatever, you know, they believe in or are against, they will eventually listen. They work for us at the end of it. It's that simple.
Neil Fallon's our guest. Let's go to some of your phone calls. Let's go to Chris calling in from Germany first. You're on the air with Neil Fallon. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? And thanks, Neil, for putting out your music. Love it. Got hooked out since Friends from Ohio got hooked on, but I will be seeing your show tomorrow night in Frankfurt for sure. Oh, are you,
in the service out there?
No. It used to be, but now I'm here on my own.
What do you do in Germany?
Right now, just actually working in logistics, but we'll see how things go. I'd like to stay in Germany. It seems like things are a little bit better here than the States, but at the second hand, I'm feeling like I'm leaving my brothers and sisters behind.
Yeah, that's pretty sad when Germany's better than the U.S. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad country. It's just sad for people to say, man, Germany's a lot better than the United States. Because for people that haven't been out...
Exactly. It's pretty sad. A lot of friends like, well, we're jealous that you're over there. It seems like things are getting 10 times worse here.
Well, that's unfortunate. Do you have any questions or comments, Chris, for Neil Fallon?
Well, I'm a fairly new fan of Clutch, and if Clutch is a big supporter of Alex Jones, then I'm a big supporter of Clutch.
Well, they certainly tune into the show some, and we have some of the same views, so it's good to have them. Thanks, Chris. Tim in New York. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, big fan. And I just had a quick couple things to say. One is Clutch going to be playing in the States here when he comes back? And I just wanted to know, what do they think about System of a Down, bands of that nature? Are they aware of their message and things of that nature?
The short answer to your first question is yes. We got a short run around Christmas time in the Northeast. We're playing in Sayreville, New Jersey. That's North Jersey. I don't know where you're at in New York. I think we're also playing in, we're playing in Buffalo as well, and Boston and Washington, D.C. and Charlotte, North Carolina. After that, not too much touring. And, yeah, we know a System of Down, good friends of ours. We did a couple tours with those guys, and we run into them every once in a while.
All right, well, thank you very much. Alex, keep up the good work, and I hope to catch you in Buffalo now.
All right, man.
All right, fantastic. Let's talk to Freddie in Vegas. Freddie, you're on the air with the lead singer of Clutch. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, big fan. Just had a couple questions. First off, I just wanted to say thank you very much for everything you do. Before I started listening to some of your movies and your radio show, I was just very, very... I was just very, very mixed up, and I didn't really understand the society I lived in, and a lot of things didn't make sense, and I was always in a state of like, you know, what the hell's going on? And once I started listening to you, everything started making sense, and I'm like, wow, this is like a big scam. You know?
Well, that's my main message is, I don't claim to have all the answers, but I know what we're being fed by mainline media and government is almost all spin and lies, and the reality that we think we're living in is a fraud. And I actually don't like getting up in front of crowds. I liked it a little bit maybe 14 years ago. What I like is seeing other people fight tyranny, other people grow, other people learn that they are supermen. You see, that's my view. I get off on unlocking minds because I'm actually not unlocking them. I'm just showing people that there's a bigger universe around them. What's your take on that statement, Neil?
Yes, I mean, if it's you can't do anything for somebody. You kind of have to show them the way, and they have to walk their own voyage. And you have to go through the dark night of the soul sometimes to see the light of day. And that's just life. And you'll never stop learning. There'll be good days and there'll be bad days. But that's the reward will be much better because if you just live your life, you know. In some kind of Norman Rockwell fantasy land, that's just kind of tragic.
Well, that's my bottom line, is that I wasn't unhappy as a teenager or in college, but something was missing. And the something that was missing was that I was living this limited life in this limited spectrum, and now I am so fulfilled, it's almost like torture sometimes, not being able to turn off the information, not being able to turn off the understanding. I mean, sometimes I kind of wish I could go back in the Matrix, but then I remember how bad the Matrix is. But it's very fulfilling, almost too fulfilling. Neil, do you ever feel like that?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a bit of a news junkie, and sometimes you kind of overload yourself, and it's just too much for you to wrap your head around. I think the information age is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because there's information and you can communicate across the world instantaneously, just like we're doing now. But at the same time, it could be almost schizophrenic with this kind of collective consciousness. It's like voices in your head sometimes. But it's important just to take it, you know, one step at a time and try to be as rational, reasonable, and as focused as you can be. And,
exactly. Because you've got the people that are fully buying the mainline propaganda. Then you've got people kind of in the middle who are just questioning everything. And then you've got all the crazies who believe anything and everything and are kind of mean and really just nasty. I do see it's almost toxic. Like people woke up, but then they fell into a black hole. Do you see where I'm going with that, Neil?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that already have, you know, ulterior motives. They already decided what their views are. They're just going to use the information to cater and enforce their views. They're going to only accept what props it up, and they will deny anything that puts it into question. For example, Charles Manson already had his mind on murder when he just took the justification of the Beatles song Helter Skelter to give him some kind of rationale in his pea brain about it. And there's a lot of people that are suffering from the same thing. Well, I've already decided this person or that group's to blame, and I'm only going to listen to that. But you can't do that because at the end of the day, you're just falling into another matrix.
Absolutely. People in the conspiracy world love to say it's this group or that group and only obsess on that. And they're in another tunnel vision system, another rat hole of the matrix, you could say. Man, this is an amazing, thought-provoking interview. I knew it because his lyrics are so powerful. He's Neil Fallon. It's Clutch, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Yes, I'll be a responsible member.
was just talking to Neil Fallon. He says it's such a huge topic. An hour goes by in just a few minutes, it seems, because you just scratched the surface. But we're almost out of time. We'll definitely have him back up. And I was just talking to him. We're going to work on getting System of a Down on in the next few months here. We're really expanding the show, mixing it up a bit, not just Alex Jones up here preaching. I want to try to jam in a few calls, but it seems like a lot of people are waking up, Neil. Are you seeing that with other musicians you talk to?
Yeah, in the rock world, this is a topic that's, I think, always been on the radar. You know, maybe starting out with punk rock, and maybe it's the mind of, you know, kind of the artist is always looking for a deeper reality, whether it be through painting or writing or music. And because of that, they maybe are inclined to look, is there a deeper reality in politics? And the rock musicians, I get virtually every one of them, discusses this thing in one form or another, and there's as many different opinions as there are musicians, but it's out there, and you hear it in music. You just gotta have to go looking for it. You're not going to hear it in top 40 music. It's not going to be something that you see in the Billboard charts, but there is a lot of it out there if you start looking.
Well, not tooting our horn, but you volunteered during the break. You said you'd be surprised how many musicians are aware of your show, but you were saying some positive, some negative. I would actually love to have the musicians on that disagree with me.
That's good. You know, it's important to have civil conversation. And if someone disagrees with me, I'm not going to get upset and take that as an affront. I think you probably feel the same way.
No, I find it more thought-provoking.
That's the only way you're going to learn. If you're always preaching to one's own choir, it gets real boring. And I've learned a lot from people that I thought I always disagreed with. I think convictions can sometimes be an excuse for the simple-minded. It's the more you learn, sometimes the less you know. My opinions always change with the things that I include in life. Touring the world is a great education. And I'm not going to stop learning until, you know, the day I kick it, and I make no apologies for that.
Let's take one or two more calls here with the lead singer of Clutch, Neil Fallon. Fire out your main website again.
www.prorock.com. That's PRO-ROCK.com.
Can't forget that. We'll link it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Oh, and before you leave us, I'm going to put you on hold. Give us a P.O. box or something. I want to ship you guys all the latest films and books and material, Neil, because we love what you're doing. Maybe some of it will make it in a song someday. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in California. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I speaking of disagreeing, I mean, I want to disagree with something you said a little bit ago, Alex. You know, you were talking about agreeing with Neil on his outlook, whereas with your sponsors and your shows, I mean, we've been talking about that this thing that we know as society is coming to some type of closure. And to continue to say that we are going to win this thing, yet come on the air with a red alert broadcast at times that you do, freaking people out, selling survival supplies and everything. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. And that's I could debate that for hours with you. In fact, put him on hold and I'll talk to him when we come back before Bob Chapman comes on. We just got about a minute left here. I'm saying I really believe what I'm saying. I mean, I said better buy gold when it was 300. It's 1,000 now. I mean, yeah, of course we're funding our operation, but I only do what I morally believe. And I was talking to Neil during the break. You misunderstood what he said. I mean, Neil, in closing, you were explaining there's a difference between being concerned and then coming in and acting concerned. I mean, is that the way you said it?
I understand Scott's point, and I think it's important to differentiate between pointing something out that's scary and then trying to scare people in order to sell something. The latter is unacceptable.
Absolutely. The only thing we're trying to sell here is freedom, and we need to get scared of the New World Order so we get up off our butts and fight it. Neil, let me say bye to you during the break. We'll be right back hour with Bob Chapman. Awesome radio interview.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think what a lot of people do is they look at things two-dimensionally in a very simplistic way. When I learned the federal government was preparing mass graves and for martial law in January, and we interviewed emergency managers from major towns around the country, I said, I don't know if this is going to be a real flu outbreak or a cover for something, but they're deploying NORTHCOM. They're getting ready for this in January. And I was on record, and I am legitimately concerned. I have storable food. I have a place to go in the countryside. I lock my doors at night because I don't want my children to be killed if we ever get burglarized. I put seat belts on my children because I don't want to flip the car if we have a wreck and have them die. And so to sit here and say we don't have a world government forming, or eco-science written by the White House science czar doesn't say they want to poison the water to sterilize us. Fear-mongering is the government saying Al-Qaeda is going to kill you if you don't give your rights up and let us body scan you. So it is a, you know, the difference is I am true at heart, and what we talk about develops and has major gravitas. And I'm here warning the alarm bell. I mean, if I was, you know, ringing a bell as an enemy was coming up to the gates, it wouldn't be fear-mongering. If somebody breaks in my house and the alarm goes off, and that's happened before, I mean, that alarm isn't fear-mongering. And you can take or leave what you want from this radio show, but I am proud of what I do. I mean, I've done 2 hours, actually, I haven't plugged any products, and I should, because that's how we fund our operation. I'm proud of what we do. I believe the Republic is falling, being conquered by a foreign corporate takeover. And I've busted my butt making a film and put it out on the internet for free. I hope people get the DVD to support us. It's in higher quality. Or they get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We got 5 months free right now. That's how I support what we're doing. This is all very expensive. So get the DVDs. Get the material at Infowars.com. I won't allow the PSYOP to work on me that I'm not supposed to fund what we're doing. We're not funded with your tax money or George Soros money. We're funded by people's support. And just like the founding fathers were funded by the colonists' support. And so I'll now go to Scott in California. I had to cut him off because it was the end of the hour and our guests had to go. Scott, I think you're simplifying the message. When I come up here a few times a year and say, red alert, I got secret documents from upstate New York, which later came out in mainstream news, that they were saying, get ready for millions dead. And I said, I don't know what's going on with this, but this is a red alert. And then the flu hype did come months later. We were right. I mean, I genuinely am worried about my family, and we need to get people up off their butts to be concerned and to be upset. I mean, they're trying to pass government health care this week. They're trying to pass cap and trade. I mean, world government's being announced. What did I fearmonger about? What isn't true? Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you.
Tell me. You got 1 minute. Tell me. Tell me, man. I'm for real. You don't have to discern.
Let me tell you. I did not say that you were fearmongering. I didn't use those words. I think you've been telling the truth, but I think that your message has been changing its shape the more success that you've been gaining. And the more that you say that we can win this thing, we're not going to win this thing until it completely comes down. And so that's when we start over. Like Mike Rivero says, we need to be thinking about what we're doing beyond this government. And the more it seems like you're trying to, that the InfoWars empire rises, it becomes about self-preservation. And now we can win this thing. We're not going to win this thing right now. People
wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm going to hold you over with Bob Chapman because he's been on hold so we could go over this. My empire, it isn't rising monetarily. We're where we were 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. Now, the empire is rising and reaching people, which is actually scary for me. And people have to be told we can win. That's how you win wars, is morale. Look, I only tell what I believe is the truth. Am I perfect? Hell no.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
40-plus years ago, with G. Edward Griffin and others, Bob Chapman published books, wrote books. He's given thousands of speeches. He's done tens of thousands of radio interviews. I know it's thousands a year. It is three or four a day. And we've been right about everything we've covered. You can go back and read stuff Bob wrote 40 years ago, and it was like a crystal ball looking into the future because we read globalist documents. I told you they're going to bring the health bill to a full debate. They've been telling you for a month that they aren't. Now they are this Saturday. 2 weeks from now, they're scheduled to bring the greenhouse gas tax to a debate. We may be able to beat it, but we have to believe we can beat it and admit it's a threat. Now, I misunderstood what Scott was saying, and I don't exactly understand it. I mean, I really believe we can beat this. And I believe, I know the Christian churches in the last 100 years got taken over by the Schofield Bible. It told them we'd all be raptured out. No one had to fight evil, render unto Caesar, and submit to government. And so we can get past that mind control and get people to believe they have power. I don't believe we're supermen. I don't believe the elite are supermen. But at the same time, I believe that we all have amazing potential within us. So I'm trying to teach people the elite aren't as powerful as you think, and you're more powerful than you think. And I just think we have a really positive message. A lot of people build straw men and just constantly attribute things to me that I haven't done or said, or distort what we're saying. And it's not about Alex Jones. I'm here going, look, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, is in the New York Times calling for global government and saying the carbon tax will fund it. Look, Al Gore's made $1 billion off this. He's a scammer. And then so many people, as I try to point out how popular the truth is, I understand how societies operate and how history works, and I try to have actors and rock stars and people on who are waking up or have been awake for a long time to show you that we're really the majority. And then it's like, oh, look, Alex has a movie star on, or a former governor, or a... I mean, I've studied history. I know how to win against these people. That's why they're saying I'm their number one enemy. That's why they've got attack pieces going against me. That's why we've got dirty tricks going on. And somehow there's this Madison Avenue implanted envy in some of the, and I'm not saying Scott's saying that, but with some people, that there's this perception that it's fun for me to be the great Alex Jones. And I hate to even say that, but that's what the media's built. That's what the public sees. People think I'm like the elite. They think I'm Superman. They think I know everything and I'm tracking everyone. No, I know the general systems of the New World Order. I know their formulae. And I'm trying to teach people my perspective. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. I try to have all the other experts who are true experts on, who have track records of being right, like Bob Chapman. I mean, we have economists on, and we have congressmen on, and we have artists on, and we have just this huge spectrum of people who are standing up for goodness. And I use my discernment for who I bring on the air and who I try to support. And it's just so frustrating to see that a large portion of the internet now spends their time not fighting the Federal Reserve. Looks like we're going to get the audit. It's going through. My God, this is beautiful. And instead it's like, oh, that's just a whitewash. Now we'll never defeat the Fed. You audit the Fed. It's the beginning of abolishing them. How can people not see that we're making headway? Bob Chapman, I appreciate you holding while I was ranting. I'm going to go back to Scott, but you were on hold. You heard Scott. What did you extract from what he was saying? And what's your message to everybody out there about, is it bad for me to say we're starting to win? It's the truth. All I do, my job's easy. You know, they say there's no mercury in the shots. I go, here's the insert. It says it has mercury. They say there's no world government. I pull out a UN document where they say world government. I mean, all I am is somebody trying to save my country. I mean, I guess they can't believe that anyone legitimate and wholesome could actually be affecting change because they don't believe in themselves. They don't know that they, if they started 14 years ago doing what I'm doing, they could have had a great effect too. Instead, they sit there bitching and griping about me, Bob.
Well, you're right, and needless to say, I put up with it for years, but, you know, a very successful man once said to me, when you're in first place, everybody wants to knock you down. And it's true. It's enviousness, jealousy, and it's something that I never thought I'd ever run into, but I have, and sadly, it's been about with people who I've known quite well, and I just can't figure mankind out. Here we are, and we are making a big, big inroad in what these people are doing. This passage coming up of 1207 and 604 is a monumental achievement. It's what many men and myself have fought for 50 years. It's the beginning of the end of the control of the Illuminati, and they know it. And they're furious, and that's, of course, why they attack you. I don't have the visibility you have, and so I don't get attacked as much, although the government doesn't like me very much. But just to give you an example, I was on a show yesterday, and they have these rating systems by how many programs, talk programs, are on in an hour. And I was rated, there was Rush and Hannity and Laura and somebody else. I was rated number 5. Now, that's out of 50 people. And they come back and said, who is this guy? And be as it may, the point is we are making inroads. People are listening to us because we're telling the truth.
Well, Bob, let me stop you. I mean, we should be, Bob, I agree. We should be figuratively popping champagne, running, but we can't because the fight continues. We're actually starting to turn the corner here. We can see the corner. We're approaching it, and we should be popping champagne, running around the streets. We've gone from no one knowing the Fed's private, maybe 1%, to almost 80% now in polls. Looks like we're going to get the audit of the Fed. And suddenly there's this chorus bitching. I think a lot of that is staged, being put out, and then other weak-minded people parrot it. It's like we're supposed to lose. We're supposed to never have any. They have loser, defeatist attitudes. I mean, Bob, are you not? I mean, I know you're excited. You've been fighting for 40-plus years against these bastards. They've run you out of the United States. You don't even live here anymore. You've been fighting them, and now we're having some success, and everybody's mad about it.
Well, there are some people who are mad, and again, it's envy and jealousy, and why didn't you do it better, or why didn't you use this method? And you're always going to get it. I don't let it bother me anymore. Maybe it's because of my age. You know, my son and daughter are your age. And so, my perspective is a little bit different, in as much as I have found that over the years, don't get excited, be patient, and in the end, you'll win. And you just got to do the right things. And Alex, you're doing all the right things. And so don't get upset about it.
Well, it's just Bob.
Look,
Bob.
You don't want to waste your time in these people. That's my feeling.
Bob, look, I agree with you. I agree with you, but we don't screen calls. And I don't think Scott's a bad guy. We're going to go back to him in a moment. Give him 1 minute to counter respond. I'm not mad for me. I'm mad for him. I mean, I know a large portion of people, a large minority of our awakening, our movement, just have spent too much time on negative message boards, and they just, I guess I'm somebody in life who got the best looking girl in school over and over again. I guess I'm somebody, I'm not bragging, who, when the big 250-pound muscle guy attacked me, I beat the hell out of him. I guess I'm the guy who went down and beat bills at the Texas legislature. I guess I have succeeded in life. You've succeeded in life. And some of these people just can't get it. They just cannot understand that they could succeed if they decided to succeed, Bob.
And that's true. Because most of them have the equipment. All they have to do is discipline themselves and set their goals and go ahead and get them. But you got to stay with it.
Well, I apologize for diverting. For the rest of the hour, I want to get into the economy and your expertise and how glorious this is. It looks like we're going to be able to audit the Fed. And even if it doesn't succeed, though it looks like it will, next time it will. We're fighting. We're engaging. We're resisting. Resistance is victory. But Scott in California, go ahead. You can have the final say on this.
Thank you. Well, with just a minute, going back to what you guys said, let me use the Fed specifically. The last major election we had, the presidential election, Bush's numbers, Congress's numbers were in the tank. And yet, we thought for sure that the House was going to be cleaned and everything because people had had it. They wanted something new. Yet all the incumbents got back in. And it's the same old people. And so we've been talking about that this system is a mess and that things are going down. This audit the Fed bill, this is not going to happen. If it goes down, look for it. It's a major false flag warning. And so the system is controlled by the same old people, and they didn't just have a road to Damascus moment. The masses are, yes, they are waking up, Alex and Bob, but they're saying, how did we get here? And that's right. How they're stumbling upon you guys. But the fact of the matter is that the system is still controlled by the same players.
All right, Ron, listen, Paul, I appreciate your call. Look, It's a process. Rome wasn't built in the day. We're not going to beat this in a day. And so you're not understanding what we're saying. The Fed is fighting this audit with everything they've got. They tried to strip it. This is not a staged event, is it, Bob?
We have crossed the Rubicon, and they better get on guard.
Hell yeah, man. We're in a war here, folks. And just because I'm manning a howitzer blasting enemy tanks, don't come up and gripe at me because I got grease all over my face. I mean, I don't understand it. Look, people, you got power. We can cause a revolution of understanding and awakening. We're standing on people's shoulders like Bob Chapman. But you've got to understand that to dream is destiny. To take action is destiny. And that resistance is victory.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each day, one in four Americans visits a fast food restaurant. 60% of all Americans are either overweight or obese. Fast food can bring fast lives to a screeching halt. Fast food is toxic food. One of the benefits of colon cleansing is to detoxify from fast food. Since 1985, thousands of Americans have chosen MediCleanse, the original colon cleanse. MediCleanse is a high-fiber colon cleansing product made from a carefully balanced combination of pure and natural ingredients, ground flaxseed, whole psyllium husks, and food-grade bentonite clay. MediCleanse is safe and gentle enough to be used daily. Learn more at MediCleanse.com or call us with your colon cleansing questions at 1-800-317-9547. Detoxify from fast food, pesticides, and heavy metals with MediCleanse. A one-month supply is only $23.95 plus shipping and handling and comes with a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Order now at MetaCleanse.com or call toll-free 1-800-317-9547. MediCleanse for radiant health.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal-Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal-Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal-Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal-Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not going to disrespect Bob anymore, taking up time on this other subject, because I want to get into all the important news and information he has for us in the balance of this hour. But understand, it's an illusion that the elite have all this power, just like our guest last hour was saying. That's the key. And so many people in government are serving them because they believe it's invincible, so they rationalize serving it and go along with it. When we point out that we are waking people up at record levels exponentially, I mean, the growth curve's like that. Took 30, 40 years to get to here. Now in a couple years, we're going straight up. We have to realize it's a bunch of Bernard Madoff, Ken Lay types running this, and they're slick, but they're not invincible, and we have to have a positive attitude. I mean, I know a lot of the conspiracy mongering is overboard because so much of it is directed at me, and it's all made up. People can't believe that I'm legitimate and real, that this could be happening. It's happening because there are good listeners out there taking action. You are the power. Bob Chapman, any final comments on this? Then I want to get into what's happening to the dollar, what's happening to gold, and anything else you think is most important.
Dollar, gold, the future of our economy in the world.
A lot is going on. What are you most concerned about right now?
I think it's the continuum of manipulation in the markets. And we're seeing the tremendous amount of money that's flowed to major banks and brokerage houses, insurance companies, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And they use part of this money, in some instances perhaps a majority of it, to execute in the market what the Fed wants them to do, or the Treasury. And that, of course, comes through the working group on financial markets, euphemistically known as the plunge protection team. And I think that we no longer have a free market, not only in America, but throughout the world, is something that we've got to change. We've got to stop the revolving door from Wall Street and the banking industry and insurance into Washington. And how are we going to do that? I don't know quite as yet. And I don't know that we will ever completely be able to stop what they're doing. But we're sure going to give them a bad time. And, you know, it comes full circle to what we were talking about early in the program. And that is, look, you know, what else you going to do, lay down and die? No. We're going to fight them because what they're doing is wrong. They're stealing from everybody. And so to come back, we got to stop the manipulation. We got to make people understand that the stock market is selling at 4 times what it should be. And that's a result of that money that the Fed creates out of thin air. It's called monetization. And that money goes into the system, and the Fed gets on the phone every morning at 7:30, has their conference call with their 21 dealers and says, okay, J.P. Morgan Chase, you're going to make the financials go up today, and you over there at Goldman Sachs are going to short the gold stocks, and you over there at Citigroup, you're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And this actually goes on. I mean, this happens.
What did you think of the now four-part series in McClatchy newspapers? It's as if you wrote it, explaining how Goldman Sachs engineered the collapse, told people buy housing when they were betting against it to destroy Bear Stearns that you said was an inside job. Now that's coming out. I mean, that is incredible.
Well, you know, when you've been there for years, you understand the mindset. And there are people who don't care how they make money, and they want to accumulate as much as possible because it's their way of keeping score. They don't care that much about the money. It's the power it engenders, and they can beat on their chest like a baboon or any other human.
They're hyper-competitive.
Animal.
They're hyper-competitive.
They are, and that's not bad. But the point is they
but they'd rather wreck
it.
The whole system and be sitting on top of a pile of rubble than be part of a beautiful utopia.
Yes, and of course, every one of them that makes these kind of decisions that's been very successful, they get sucked into the venue or perhaps very voluntarily go into the venue of world government. And that's the bottom line with this whole group. I mean, you can see it on CNBC. I saw an argument this morning between Steve Leisman and Joe. And Steve says, you know, you can't do that. And Joe, being the apparent very liberal person, says, well, you can. And I, you know, they're even going after each other now because they're very frustrated. They got the market up this far, and they should be very, very happy about it. And they're not. What the reason is, I don't know, and I don't care. All I know.
All right, stay there, Bob. Stay there. I want to come back and get into your forecast, theinternationalforecaster.com, what you see coming up, where gold is going, the latest developments with the one, the only Bob Chapman, and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
One more thought on whether we're winning or not. We're certainly in better position against the globalists than we were 2 years ago. Everybody's talking about the New World Order and world government and how they don't want it. So whether they succeed in this phase or not, it's better to keep building against them and being positive and pointing out the ground that we've gained. And along those lines, we now have the holiday specials we're releasing that we do every year, special deals that also fund our operation, if you believe what we're doing here, that we only have until Christmas. In fact, we're going to stop having these right at Christmas or right before Christmas. Right now, you can get, and this is only going for the next month, Right now, you can get Fall of the Republic for $19.95, the 2-hour, 24-minute powerhouse, and get a free Obama fascism, Obama New World Order, Obama socialism Joker shirt. Free. Okay, and these shirts cost us about $5.50 to make. So, I mean, literally, this is a great, great discount. A free T-shirt in black or white with all the different variants. Free, running for the next month. Free at Infowars.com, or tell them you want the Fall of the Republic free Obama Joker shirt combo. And it may end sooner. We have a limited amount of these. I'm not reprinting them. I wasn't sure how many we had, so I pulled them off a few weeks ago before this special. When these are gone, it's gone, so it may be gone even sooner. Infowars.com, and your purchase also supports us. Then when you walk around with an Obama fascism shirt, Obama socialism, it's all command and control. Obama New World Order, Obama Infowars.com shirt. Don't be a suckers on the back. It really wakes people up. We have some other specials as well where we discount the videos with a free Obama shirt. There's a whole bunch of different specials. And here's the last special. Loose Change Final Cut. Loose Change Final Cut. Forget spindles. We have them in the color cover package, the high quality disc, for $5 a piece. So you can buy four of these. You can buy them individually if you want. Buy four of these and give them to your family and wake them up about 9/11. You may know all about 9/11 being an inside job, but this is really the definitive film of the Loose Change films. $5 a piece, Loose Change Final Cut, Infowars.com, $5 a piece, ladies and gentlemen. We just want to get these out to the people. Feel free to make copies of Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, all of them at Infowars.com. You can, of course, see all the films online in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And through Christmas, we're running 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also go to TheInternationalForecaster.com and get a free issue. It comes out twice a week. Tomorrow, the new one's coming out. So be sure and do that with our guest, Bob Chapman. Okay, Bob, I'm going to try to sit back and shut up now because I have a lot of questions for you. Get into where you see the economy going, the real 20% unemployment, where Obama's going, the health care bill, all of it. Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, the economy. If they do not have a stimulus package additional next year and the banks don't loosen up making loans, and 90% of their loans go to small and medium-sized businesses, and those loans have dropped 16.2% year-on-year, if they do not have stimulus and they don't have increase in loans to the tune of about $1.4 trillion, $1.6 trillion, somewhere in there, then the economy is going to start to swoon again. And that means that the Fed will be the last bastion of trying to keep the undertow of deflation under control by creating money and credit. And they'll always overcreate, and you can't blame them for that because they want it to be successful. And so consequently, number one, with no stimulus, we will probably see unemployment grow next year to 24-25% from 22.2%. And John Williams has it at 22.1%, so we're on the same page on that. And that will extend further out into the following year, which will be 2011, and it'll get worse. And I would imagine without the stimulus and without increased lending that we'd be going to 25 then to 30 to 35%. And if they do have the stimulus, and that will allow unemployment to stay somewhere between 22 and 23%. And that'll last about another year. So we'll say a year from June, the effects of that will help. But what they're faced with, and of course that would include the increase in loans as well. But what we're faced with here is it's not solving the problem. And the problem is we've got to get rid of the dead wood. We've got to get rid of all of the bankrupt banks and insurance companies and brokerage firms and other corporate entities, they have to be allowed to fail under our system. All of this will continue to put pressure on the dollar. I think before the end of the year, the dollar will, on the USDX, test 71.18 or somewhere between 71 and 72. It'll rally back to 76 or 78, go back down and test again and break. Because they have no intention of saving the dollar. They stand up there and say, we want a strong dollar. They don't mean that. They want the dollar weak because it makes them more competitive. And it'll give them maybe one-half or 1% or 1% of increased GDP by having the dollar at a lower level.
And they've now reversed the carry trade, but you just dropped that bombshell. You're saying, from the way I heard it, sometime next year they're going to let the dollar completely slide. How low?
Well, on the USDX, which is 75.50 approximately right now, down from 89.5 not too long ago, beginning of May, I think that during the second quarter of next year that the dollar will break down. And first at 65.60, 55.50, and it could go to 40. And so about a 50% retraction from where we are now in the value and purchasing power of the dollar. And, of course, in the meantime, they're gonna be planning to have another Smithsonian-type meeting, like the Plaza Accord in 85, the Louvre Accord in 87. And what that means is all the countries are going to get together, and they're going to revalue and devalue all the currencies against one another. And they're also, between countries, going to write off two-thirds of the debt, just like they did in the experiment in Argentina in 1999-2000.
Okay, let's explain what that will do to Main Street and to real estate, starting with, let's say somebody's got a $500,000 house. Inflation would actually be good for them paying it off, except that we're going to have a depression in Main Street. So you've got rising prices, but it's harder to actually make the money. Will the federal government try to go in, wave a magic wand, and when you have a devaluation of the currency, then boost the price of the loans on the houses? So will a $500,000 house note now go to a million? Or, I mean, how is that going to work?
Well, I don't think anybody knows outside of the insiders. And what my guess is, logically, if the dollar is devalued, three old ones for one new one, and I think that's a good perspective. I think it could be close to that. Then one would assume that a $100,000 mortgage would become a $33,000 mortgage. The man who's making $100,000 a year would start making $33,000 a year. The people who have retirement and Social Security, instead of getting $1,000 a month, they get $330 a month. That would be logic. But if these people behind the scenes want to bust everybody, they would keep it up the other level and everybody would be broke. And then they have everybody running around with pitchforks. Only nowadays we have better weapons than pitchforks. But that's the logical sequence of event, the way it should happen.
Well, here's the problem. We had Dr. Paul Greg Roberts on a few days ago, and he's gone from saying, I don't know if we're going to have dollar death and a depression, to, yes, we're going to have it. The question is it a year from now or 5 years from now? And he said it's going to be road warrior. He said it's going to be what Gerald Celente's saying. He's saying under the current course the establishment's under, and he said there's almost no way to get off of that, even if they tried, that it will be Middle Ages-like. That's pretty scary coming from somebody listed as one of the top seven economists in the world by Forbes.
Well, I've been writing about it since 1968 in that particular venue. And so has Ned Griffin, and so did Gary Allen, and so did Alan Stang, and with the films and records done by Anthony Hilder. And so to us it's nothing new, but to everybody else it is. And, yes, that distinct possibility exists. And that's why when people ask, what do? You go out and get dehydrated and freeze-dried foods, you get a filter, and you find something that you can use to defend your family because it could get that nasty. And if you got money left over, you go out and buy gold and silver coins. And if you get lots more money, you buy gold and silver stocks. And that's it. That's the only defense that you have to try to help yourself.
Okay, well, let's navigate this.
Tell other people, and hopefully they'll come along too. But don't expect more than 1 out of 100 to listen.
Well, earlier in the show, I read a London Telegraph headline here on air saying that the big French bank is basically telling their investors prepare for total absolute economic collapse. And so we've gone from will the dollar die to when is it going to die? And we've gone from there could be a total collapse to when is the total collapse coming? Is there any way to navigate out of this? And what do you think the establishment is planning to do?
Well, I think we get a 1207 pass. We immediately start the audit of the Fed. We immediately see within 5 or 6 months what the Fed has been doing since 1913, which is looting the American public and enriching themselves with not only money but power, and we get rid of them. And if we could accomplish that within a year and a half, then we would be able to go to the people and say, look, this is what the problem is. These are the guys that did it. This is why they did it. And this is why we're not going to put up with it anymore. And so this is what we're going to do. We're going to purge the system of all the losers, and we're going to have a depression. It'll probably last 3 to 5 years. It's going to be miserable. And we're going to do our best we can that we can to help everybody. But we've got to live through this, and there's no other way. And once it's cleared away, we'll be able to create a new and hopefully more vibrant America. And that's the only real chance that we have. And that's why this legislation was so important. It's the most important legislation perhaps in the last 100 years.
Absolutely, because it identifies the real problem.
And the culprits.
The culprits, so we can remove the cancer that's already eaten us up, but if we don't go in and have this emergency surgery, we know it's over. If they stay in power, if they're not brought to justice, if they're able to carry this forced vertical integration, this looting through, what will things look like, and when do you think it's going to start descending into total bedlam?
Well, the devaluation of the dollar, which is probably a year and a half away, will be step number one. I would expect at that time or shortly thereafter, the injection of money and credit monetization, the effect of that would start to wane, and we would have inflation perhaps of 30 or 50%, maybe a lot more. I try to be conservative because when you sometimes state facts, things that could be facts, people don't want to believe you because it sounds so outrageous. Well, I've been living in an outrageous world for a long time. But anyway, that would be the catalyst, the beginning of the depression, so to speak. And then, you know, we spend a tremendous amount of money on our military forces overseas and all of these things that they've got us involved in. That would cease because the money wouldn't be there to do that anymore. And then these people would be coming home, adding, you know, 4 or 5 million people to the workforce. And at that time, we'd probably have 50 or 60 million unemployed. And that's not going to help. But there's not much we can do about that. I mean, we have to deal with the cards that we've been dealt. And, you know, it's so true. My nephew's just retired as the assistant chief of police in a large city in America. And he always said to me, look, you know, you deal with what you've got. You fight back with what you have. And that's all you can do as a human being. And he's right. And so that's what we have to do as a people. And we are a people. We're different than everybody else. We come from a warrior caste, people who came from all over Europe, and then they came from Asia, and then they came from Central and South America because they wanted better jobs and more freedom. And for some time, they had that. But we have to deal with our problems that we've got that have been created by the people who call themselves our masters. Well, they're not our masters, and they're certainly not mine.
Well, Bob, I want to go back to the positive things we see that are happening. 2 years ago, they were worshipful of Fed chairmen, worshipful of Treasury heads, worshipful of Goldman Sachs heads. Now, Republicans and Democrats genuinely treat them with contempt. call them crooks, call them criminals. Rush Limbaugh's calling Al Gore a New World Order criminal. I actually have the transcript now. We need to play that next hour, the audio of that. And saying Al Gore is a criminal so the bankers, I have the transcript, so the bankers can take over our economy. I mean, whether Rush Limbaugh's good or bad, he's now being forced to actually come out and tell the truth, or he will lose all credibility and won't even be in the game anymore. I mean, we really, because you and others planted the seeds decades ago of truth.
We caused that. Absolutely, we caused it. And I think it's wonderful. And I want him on our side. And I want him telling the truth, because I want to get this thing over with before I kick the bucket.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bob. I mean, we really are affecting change, and we're in the battle. And I guess we've just got to be here and explain the bankers are the criminals. They've got to be brought to justice. Whatever solutions they give us are just more power for them. And as long as we just are the last men standing, telling the truth throughout this crisis, there's no way they're going to come out on the end of this, Bob.
That's right. And I knew that from the very beginning, for the same reason that you did. My favorite subject was history. And I read and read and read. I must have read the Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, that's 7 volumes. I must have read it 20 times. Because to me it was exciting. But I learned what the culture of people is.
Absolutely. We're going to take phone calls with Bob Chapman when we get back. And I'm going to find out if he's got other interviews coming up. Maybe I can twist his arm and stay a little bit with us into the next hour. And then ask Bob other issues he wants to talk about, what he thinks is important in the news. We haven't even gone there yet. But here it is. Societal General tells clients how to prepare for potential global collapse.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry. Sale ends November 30th.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I'm going to play part of what Rush Limbaugh had to say. There's several times he talked about PrisonPlanet.com yesterday and called Al Gore a crook and talked about bankers over in Europe wanting to loot us and rob from us and the UN wanting a tax. I mean, that's what it is. See, Limbaugh can't ignore this anymore. And now the globalists have tried to deny. This was being set up so they could build it and not have opposition. But now that they're coming out in the open, now the fight is on. And our credibility is going up. Their credibility is going down. So Limbaugh and Beck and all of them have jumped on the bandwagon. And I say, fine. Now, you know they're co-opting our message. And you know in 3 years when a Republican gets in, they're going to forget about all this. That won't matter. Because then all their listeners will know the truth. And the realignment towards a libertarian, liberals and conservatives are waking up and becoming freedom lovers. They're shattering paradigms right now. And this is so exciting. I mean, I see the leftist sites attacking me in their comments. A lot of them are like, well, Alex Jones attacked Bush. No, this is about corporate corruption, not about left and right. People really are waking up. I mean, I hate to keep beating that drum, Bob, but this is so exciting.
It is, and, you know, it's so visible now. You know, I don't have a show, and I can come in fifth out of 50. Obviously, people are thirsting for the truth, and that's just terrific, and it makes me very happy.
Absolutely. It's so exciting. Bob, I want to come back and start the next hour. You've agreed to stay with us another 20 minutes, so we'll talk to Martin in Spain, Maria in New York, Pat in New Jersey, Charles, Texas, Jerry in Indiana, and others for Bob Chapman, our guest. But, Bob, in the 3 or 4 minutes we got left in this hour, other stuff in the news that you think is important.
Well, I think one of the most important things is gold, and I'll get quickly into it. They have been trying to put gold down all week, because the gold and silver options expire on Monday, and they don't want them to expire in the money, and they have a lot of them at 11:20 in the money. And so they are trying to make the price go down, and it's illegal, but they do it anyway. Well, they can't get it down. Right now, gold is up again $7 to $8 in the December month, which is still trading, and that is the big month, and it's the biggest month of the year, actually. And so they have been totally unsuccessful in the bullion and the futures market of putting gold back down again. And when Monday's over again, gold is going to vault again. Now, what the Illuminists are doing right now as well, in order to psychologically disjoint people, and this is very important for people who own gold and silver shares, they are trying to knock them all down. Now, right now, there is a group, and they have been putting together this propaganda campaign about how the shares are going to go down. Barclays, Goldman Sachs, Jimmy Rogers, and George Soros, they're saying they're going to go down. Why? I'll tell you why. Because, and we have their statement from the last quarter, Goldman Sachs probably is short one of the major gold stocks, just one, 5 million shares. Well, what does that mean? That means about $5 billion. That's a lot of money. And so this is what's going on in that market. And if you understand it and you get a hold of the international forecaster every week, you're going to know what's going on. But it can't work, and I'll tell you why. Because when you short a stock, you sell it, hoping it'll go down. And in selling it, someday you got to buy it back again. And they're going to have to cover their shorts. And once they start, this thing is going to vault, because gold's going considerably higher here, maybe to 1325 or 1250 or 1200, somewhere up in there. But when it goes there, the shares have to go up and they have to cover.
Okay, we'll be back in 70 seconds with the final hour of this Friday edition.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play a minute or so clip, and I have the transcript of Limbaugh. Went on and on and on yesterday throughout the show talking about PrisonPlanet.com. And the huge headline at the top of his page was PrisonPlanet.com. With hurricanes at 30-year low, Gore turns to Photoshop. Bob Chapman's our guest for another 20 minutes. I got a big news blitz coming up after that. I haven't even gotten into all the news today with the guest we had on. But right now, let's go to the phone calls. Martin, Maria, Pat, Charles, Jerry, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Martin in Spain. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Martin.
Yes, sir. A great pressure. You're going to have to excuse my English. I studied when I'm a pilot right here, captain for a major airline here in Spain. And I did a study in the United States. So let me tell you, great job. And I love your country. I love the United States. Keep up with a good job and don't give up because you guys are, and I don't know if everybody, if you, I mean, I'm a little bit nervous, but I don't know if you can understand that right now, for good and for bad, you are, you know, leading the war against, you know, leading the war against these people, I mean, against the New World Order. And if you give up, everybody will be giving up. So don't give up the good job. And let me tell you, I'm listening to the podcast, to your podcast every day. And well, let me give you, you know, just tell you thank you to your crew and to you and the great job you're doing.
Well, thank you. Let me ask you a question and then see if you have a question for Bob or myself. Are you seeing a big awakening in Spain right now?
Well, right now we started on the 16th of November. We started with the campaign of the vaccination right now with the vaccines. And, well, people is obviously waking up, and in Spain, most of the people know that there's something wrong here because we bought actually 32 million vaccines, okay, and we are just 44 million in Spain. The population is 44 million, and the government bought from the companies about 36 million, and they only need to vaccinate 10 million people. So the rest of the vaccines, although we actually spend the money buying them, are going to go to, you know, to Africa and other places where, you know, they don't need it, they don't want it, and they can get it. So basically the people here is now starting to ask, you know, what's going on. And actually there was a news, news bulletin, that's how you call it, I believe.
Yes.
On our Supreme Court, there's a group of people right now suing for damages because of the, you know, 59 families that had problems here of autism and problems with the vaccine. And the Supreme Court here in Spain actually admitted these families suing the main compañías.
They admitted damages.
Exactly. So these 59 families are going to be able to sue the pharmaceuticals because of the problems they have with the vaccine here in Spain. So that's
good. Good. Do you have any questions for Bob Chapman? Because this is exciting news from Spain.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask Bob because I have a mortgage, and actually, my mortgage is consists of I buy with euros. I buy different. I have to pay every month in a different currency. So right now, I'm thinking on buying with euros, dollars. So I wanted to ask him what he thinks the trend between the trend between euros. And dollars is going to be for the next year. So, if it's
I think the dollar is going to go down, but then it's also going to suck the euro later. But Bob, tell us what you think.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen, and you have to watch them all the currencies against gold, and that's the important thing. But the euro will stay on a scale of 10, the 10 being worst. The British pound and the United States dollar are going to get slaughtered. Where does the euro stand in that? Probably around a 6 or a 7. Where does the Canadian dollar stand? Probably around a 5. The Swiss franc, probably around a 5. And so those are the gradients. And so the euro should get stronger against the dollar. And I think that will continue for at least the next couple of years.
All right. Thank you so much from Spain.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman is our guest for another 12, 13 minutes. Let's go to Maria in New York. Maria, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
afternoon, gentlemen. In the same breath, I'd like to say to Alex, congratulations and my sympathy on being enemy number one out there. I have to say the misguided agenda, the powers that be, really underestimated the ability for the people to overcome all their poisoned food and water, and that people and kids, and that's the key, our teens and our kids and our young people are awakening. And I've been aware of this stuff for years and been called crazy, and now that the hammer has fallen, people are going, what was that you were saying? Tell me again. People, we've been under attack since...
Yeah, let me be clear. It isn't hype, and I know everybody sees this for themselves. It isn't. I mean, wear a Patriot T-shirt out in public and see how many people come up to you and pat you on the back or want to hang out with you or want to get involved with you in action. For years I've been saying there's an awakening because every year it gets better, but now it's just exponential. Go ahead.
So, you know, I think people are coming and saying we want to be part of the solution. So what we're doing is we're gathering community, and I have a good bunch of people that, and it's getting bigger and stronger, that we're getting together and developing ways to survive and meet our everyday needs, being intra-dependent within our own little community. And Alex, we're on it. We're mobilizing. We have a plan to hold our county legislators accountable, and I don't know about other counties, but our county has home rule, and we expect these people to use it, and we want to create a bubble for a little protection for ourselves. And I have a question, though. If it does come down to it, which it's looking, you know, the writing's on the wall, it certainly may. There's little dials that can be turned in the military sector, in the medical sector, and in the economic sector, and it's not going to take much, and we're hitting martial law. I can smell it, you know, and I've been smelling it, and the odor is getting stronger. So my question to you, because I'm just a little country girl out in the backwoods, but still, that long arm is coming out, and it's ready to tap me on the shoulder, and I know it. So is there any safe place on this planet? Is there some...
All right, Maria, I hear your question. Let's ask Bob Chapman that. Bob?
We're all going to get it. And it'll be in varying degrees. The United States and Europe will probably suffer the most economically, financially, and in the event of martial law, we might get down to the road warrior level. You know, it's interesting that the second and third worlds probably won't be as affected as we are. Yes, they're going to have a hard time, but, you know, people don't realize in America that people in Asia and in Latin America, they pay cash for their homes for the most part, like 99%. So they don't have this burden that we have in the United States and Europe of having leveraged homes. So they're not going to be as in bad a shape financially as one might think they would be.
And a lot of that's because they've been scammed before repeatedly. They're totally wise. I mean, you think there's an awakening in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen, the awakening in other parts of the world is even bigger because they woke up a long time ago. Let's go ahead and talk to Pat in New Jersey. Pat, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. First, I just wanted to comment on Scott's theory that we can't win. I know that David Rockefeller says that supernatural...
Hold on a minute. Sir, are you on a headset or something?
No. Is that better?
No.
Not okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, that the world isn't ready politically to accept anything other than democracy, and as long as 10 or 15% of people have a clue and start talking about it, I think that there's no way that politicians and corporations could resist that force. But I also just I had two recent run-ins with the New World Order. One was my family has a Christmas tree business in New Jersey. We have to get a permit for every year. And when I went to apply this year, I have to get a state police background check. And they actually referred me to a private company to get fingerprinted.
Let me stop you and comment on that. First it was school teachers, then realtors, then people in banking. And now just all over the country they say, oh, you want to have any business, you've got to be fingerprinted. You're all criminals. This is Patriot Act compliance, and it's totally unconstitutional and a fraud. And a lot of times it's just bureaucracy. They're just ordering you to do this. Why are they saying you've got to be fingerprinted for a Christmas tree business?
it's a peddler's permit you have to get every year, and you have to get fingerprinted every year. Even if they have your prints on record, you have to go in and make an appointment with a private company called Sagamorpho. It's a European company that you have to go to, and they fingerprint you. And then they own your fingerprints. And if I don't do this, you know, we can't have the lot. We're going to have some, you know, official come in and shut down our lot if we don't have the occupancy permit.
Yeah, people need to fight that. I mean, home of the free, land of the brave, thumbprinting. You know, you take your kids to the airport, body scanners, record their naked bodies. This isn't freedom. Bob Chapman.
Absolutely. And to do what Alex says, after you get your permit and then start working with your congressman or your local people who are in charge of that and say, look, we shouldn't have to do this. Let's put a stop to it and work on it.
I mean, think about it. Thumbprints to sell Christmas trees, and it's just disgusting. And I know you have another story, Pat, about Big Brother?
I do. I was in Philadelphia with my dad. We were there having lunch. You know, it was raining. We're walking in business suits, and we're walking down the street, and the security guard, and we're right in front of Independence Hall, like directly in front. And a security guard starts yelling at us, telling us to get out of the street. So we step over this chain that is in front of Independence Hall, but it still seems like just the sidewalk there. And the guy runs up to us and he says, you know, whoa, whoa, you have to go out the exit. And then, you know, I said, what exit? I'm on the sidewalk. Where am I supposed to exit? And he said, sir, go out the exit. And he just kept saying that. And then he says, sir, this is government property. I need you to step out the exit right now. And so I said, oh, government property, ooh. And so I'm like, all right, we'll go. And me and my dad start walking towards the exit. And then the guy grabs my shoulder, and he's like, oh, whoa, whoa, wait a second. You wait right here. And he blocked me and my dad from walking. And he said, you know, you need to learn some respect. You need to learn to stop running your mouth. And he started physically blocking us and grabbing both of us. He's a pretty big guy. And yeah, I'm like, you know, you're not my kindergarten teacher. You know, I'm allowed to talk back to you if I want. Are you a cop? I couldn't tell. He just had on a big raincoat. And he was a private security guard, a company.
Let me stop you. This is the nature of tyranny. CNN had a big headline. The AP reported on it. How a woman in China, a CNN reporter, was wearing a Obama as Mao. And they arrested her and said it was disrespectful of their great murdering leader. And that's what America is. Everywhere I go, you can pull a camera out 200 yards from the Washington Monument. You can be in downtown Austin. Cops walk over and say, why do you have a camera? And it's the same thing with security guards. They've been told to brutalize you and to treat you like slaves. I watch them in D.C. and New York treat families like they're scum. And this is the nature of a police state where they give you orders, too, that you can't follow. They say, take the exit. You go, where's the exit? I said, exit! I'm about to. My guys were at a city park a quarter mile from the Federal Reserve, shooting a shot of it from the horizon. The security guards, this is on YouTube in Kansas City, came to them off of their jurisdiction, put their hands on their guns, and said, I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave. And they were on the sidewalk at a city park, and so there wouldn't be trouble. They left, and they got off on the power trip. Bob Chapman, I mean, this is the Soviet Union.
There's no doubt about it. It's probably more like East Germany used to be. The Stasi was probably worse than the KGB. And as it turns out, after the wall came down, you know, half the people in the country were spying for the government on the other half. And that's the next step. We'll have everybody spying on everybody. It's just like the Hitler-Junger all over again.
Hey, how did this end, though? I mean, he got to have his power, his enjoyment. I mean, how did this end? Did you learn to worship him?
No, so I said, are you a police officer? Because if you're not, you know, I'm going to keep walking. You asked me to leave, and I'm leaving. You're not going to detain me for, you know, using the wrong tone of voice with you. And he keeps blocking me, so I said, you know, show me your badge if you're a cop. Otherwise, I'm going to put my hands behind my back, and I'm going to walk that way. And if you step in front of me, I'm going to, you know, you're going to get pushed. So I just did that. I just put my hands behind my back so he couldn't say I hit him, and I just walked out. And then this other guy comes up, his backup, who he called when I was standing there, another private security guard, and he says, "Whoa, whoa, where do you think you're going? You know, you can't talk to my guy like that." And then, you know, within seconds, these three park, and this is on the steps of Independence Hall, so just the irony is insane. And seconds later, these three park police come up, and they're like, hey, you just hold it right there to me and my dad. And my dad puts his hands up just to try to explain. And the park police are like, whoa, sir, put your hands down and stand still, like, nobody move.
No, it's a religion of them training us that they are gods, we are slaves. And that happened to me in D.C. I'd be walking down a park and taping. They'd say, hey, stop right there, security guards. And I would just say, hey, buddy, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. You go ahead and set me up, but I'm going to personally sue you, criminal. And those scumbags would back down instantly because they're cowardly, hateful, Nazi trash that hate America. Now, how did this end? This is about to end. How did it end?
So I explained it. I was like, you know, this guy is on a power trip over here. He told me to leave, and I left, and he didn't like the way I talked to him, so he stopped me. You know, they immediately started backpedaling and, you know, justifying. They said, oh, he's had a long day. He's had a lot of people
here. No, he's a scum, filth, coward with a deformed, fluoride, tiny, rotten brain who loves cancer and death and loves tyranny, and he's filth. I appreciate your call. Bob, incredible interview today. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us, my friend.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's right. We won't be here next Friday. God bless you, Bob. We're going to come back, news blitzing, the economy, the Rush Limbaugh clip, and a lot more. And to that security guard, you know you're a cowardly piece of garbage.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
I'm going to cover Rush Limbaugh plugging PrisonPlanet.com yesterday and his attack on Al Gore. I noticed he had PrisonPlanet.com at the top of his site. Then he had a Photoshopped image, this image right here. Zoom in on it. I should have printed this. I think I did it at my house. For people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, they can see with the document cam right here. He took PrisonPlanet.com off of there. So I know Rush has talked about PrisonPlanet.com in a bad light before. I wonder why he plugged it and then removed it. That's interesting. The only reason we're covering this is we got Glenn Beck and all the mainstream media getting really mad when their guests bring me up on their shows. Because these guys have denied world government for so long, now they can't deny it any longer. I wanted to just for the next 4 minutes, then we're going to come back and cover the Limbaugh situation and more. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because gold is way up there still, and Ted is about to run out of the gold he bought at the $1,050 level. That's when he bought into the market, so that $90-plus dollar savings in the market's being passed on to you, and gold's staying up there high, and so he's going to run out of this soon, and it's going to go up again. We've told you this. When it was 300 and it went up to 350, we said, hey, he's got it at the lower price. When it was 400, we said, you know, we had it at the lower price, and it's the same thing today. So here's the Midas Resources offer for this Friday, November 20th, 2009. Ted, tell us what you've got to offer the listeners today.
Yeah, of course, like I do on most Fridays, I'm going to just hold it right through the weekend. We do have the Walking Liberty halves right now at 869, and you know, relative to what? That was the same price I had when silver was down closer to $16 an ounce than $18 an ounce. We do have the franc currently at 263. The British sovereign is at 352. We have the $10 liberties at 818. We have the Lakota coin at 244. U.S. Eagles and the Maple Leafs, they're starting to run short. All of those buffaloes that we talked about yesterday, they're gone. It's been Alex, it's just a hot market. The gold market's up today. It's been as high today as $1,151. And, you know, I just need to say you need to get moving on this gold and silver thing. If you've been thinking about it and wondering what to do, I would not wait a whole lot longer. I mean, Alex, the people that took advantage of these specials that we've been doing over the last year, year and a half even, you know, they're looking at a 10, 15, even 20% profit. And I don't know how you can go wrong with that. I mean, it just really has been real strong. And right now at this particular time, everybody knows that the United States dollar is going south and that gold and silver is going north. And I just need to tell you, if you're sitting in the bond market, you're sitting in the bank, you have annuities. I mean, there's just a whole long line of investments that you can get hurt with if you're sitting in this fiat paper currency. We are just sitting, you know, the United States government wants to bail itself out by printing money, and we do not have an equal expansion in productivity, and that means inflation. And that is going to be tough on people. It's going to be really hard on people that have very little. And for the people that have been saving all their lives, they're going to lose a lot of money real fast. And it just doesn't make sense. I mean, you can easily buy some gold and silver, set it aside, put it away for insurance purposes. And if everything goes to pot and the value of the dollar goes down, you're going to have something that's holding on to that value.
Absolutely. And folks can call Midas Resources right now at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You know, here is the headline of the London Telegraph. Social General tells clients how to prepare for potential global collapse. That's the giant French bank. And it says Associate Tal General has advised clients to be ready for a possible global economic collapse over the next 2 years, mapping a strategy of defense investments to avoid wealth destruction. And they talk about how gold is only going to go up, up, up later in the article. It says inflation debt away, inflating debt away may seem by some governments as a lesser of evils. If so, gold would go up, up, up as the only safe haven from fiat paper money. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to hedge your bets. And now it's not even hedging them. They are killing the dollar. They're deciding how to do it right now. It's sliding to all-time record lows. This is going to be bad for this country. This is the new world order in spades here. But at least protect yourself in silver and gold today. These are great deals. You're not going to find deals this good. But this deal is running out. Give Midas Resources a call. 800-686-2237. I mean, all of our conventional wisdom for patriots is now mainline conventional wisdom. And the major gold companies are reporting they're running out of their gold stores. Governments are running out of their gold stores. The gold mines are running out of gold. This is a real gold rush going on. Get into gold today. Fabulous deal running throughout the weekend. You can call during the weekend. Brokers are there most of the time. Leave your name and number. They'll call you right back if they're out. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of this special, or you'll be paying the higher price. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
We'll be right back.
I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do it.
Rush Limbaugh brags that Henry Kissinger and the admitted CIA agent William F. Buckley gave him his start, gave him his job, put him where he is. Roger Ailes of Fox News. He has repeatedly over the years attacked PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, saying that world government doesn't exist. There's no New World Order, no carbon tax, none of it. I don't want to fight with Rush Limbaugh. I agree with him on the Second Amendment and a lot of issues. I certainly agree with him in many areas more than I agree with Barack Obama. But it's Republican in name only. But I have to respond to Rush Limbaugh. Yesterday, off and on throughout the show, he plugged PrisonPlanet.com. The top of RushLimbaugh.com for about 7 hours yesterday was PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, we have screenshots of that here I want to show everybody. I've actually been doodling on this screenshot, unfortunately, but everybody can look at it here, some of my doodles, because I didn't know he was going to remove it all. And it says, Prison Planet, with hurricanes at 30-year low, Gore turns to Photoshop. And then later in the day, he made it a smaller headline and had this page, this archive of his transcript, with this image, but it said PrisonPlanet.com at the top. And I didn't know that Rush would censor himself or edit himself or put it in the Orwellian memory hole. I'm sure somebody got a screenshot of it. We didn't. I just have this latest printout. He removed PrisonPlanet.com from the image that they photoshopped of our news article with Rush standing over it. In fact, give folks a close shot. Everything in this is the same, except that it had PrisonPlanet.com at the top. It had the header of our website, and he plugged PrisonPlanet.com in the transcript. That has now been removed. So this morning, I was going to come on air today and marvel at why would Rush Limbaugh, after attacking PrisonPlanet.com specifically, and myself, more than a dozen times over the years that I've heard. I don't listen to Rush a lot. I'm on at the same time as Rush. I haven't seen Rush Limbaugh say Ron Paul's dangerous, Ron Paul's bad, his supporters should be arrested. I haven't seen him say the bailouts are good. He was never against Ron Paul. He was against the bailouts from the beginning. I think Rush Limbaugh is a lot better than Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck said he was for the bailout and we had to do it. Later he said he never said that, even though we have the video clip. He's bad-mouthed Ron Paul. Now he says he likes him. But just a month ago, called him a kook again on his radio show. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck's listeners. That's not good for my radio show. That's a lot of my audience is libertarians and conservatives that are waking up. But I have to tell the truth. When Glenn Beck comes out and flip-flops and Benedict Arnold's against the only real Americans we've got in Congress like Ron Paul, and then acts like he's friendly later to co-opt our movement and our tea parties, it is extremely upsetting to me. Very, very upsetting. But now this whole Rush Limbaugh thing, I was like, why is Rush Limbaugh his top story for half the day, PrisonPlanet.com? You go to the article, it's my picture, my face over there, everything. Limbaugh knows who my sites, they all know. Glenn Beck, a few days ago, I got mentioned on his show on TV. He turned red in the face, looked really upset, sort of shaking his head. Why did Limbaugh do this? Well, now the media's picked up on the fact, George Soros' front group, Media Matters, they'll be the arbiter. They'll be the media watchdog group by the crook in chief, one of Obama's biggest supporters, one of the biggest frontmen for this global government. I mean, I've seen six articles last week. He's been on Lair NewsHour, Bill Moyer, CNN, calling for New World Order, calling for world government. Soros came out and attacked Limbaugh for plugging me because they're afraid of my information that's real and could save this country. True constitutionalism taking over the Republican Party. They want to keep it blue blood and CIA. And they're afraid that their listeners and their supporters are going off the fake Republican Rush Limbaugh Glenn Beck reservation. But I will say Limbaugh, analyzing him, is not one-tenth as bad as Glenn Beck. That's what makes them dangerous, though, is they pose as us. They're right on so much, but only right so far so they can betray us. Now, about 10 minutes ago, I said, print me the Rush Limbaugh transcript off his site. And they said, it's gone. Prison Planet's gone. The Photoshop they did of the Prison Planet website is gone. It's all gone. It's all gone. And I was getting emails saying, you're nuts. Rush Limbaugh didn't talk about prison. It's not like, ooh, he talked about it. Big deal. It's a big deal in that he would do it, but not a big deal to be on the site. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Go to Alexa.com and compare RushLimbaugh.com to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Both of my sites completely dwarf them. In fact, do that, guys. Go to Alexa.com, and at the top it says put in your URL, put in Infowars, and then beside Infowars, it says compare site, put Rush Limbaugh in, and it will let you compare the graphs. And you will see, we absolutely dwarf Rush Limbaugh. It's kind of like big newspapers that are maybe 50 times smaller than Infowars.com. They might make $100 million a year, whereas the website doesn't make a million. It's all perception that they're the big authority. They're the big. See, that's why, number one, I'm a moral person. Number two, I never sold out to any of these people because why? It's all an illusion. I want to be real. I want to have real change. I'm into real freedom. But to have Rush Limbaugh edit this. Hey, Aaron, come on in here. Maybe you can show him how to do it. Come on in here. Oh, look, put that up on screen. We've got the Photoshops side by side. Rush Limbaugh censors mention of Prison Planet from his own archives. And then you can see the original Prison Planet Photoshop. You can see the new one they did. But then he also took the term PrisonPlanet.com out of the transcript. But we're going to play the actual audio here in a minute as fair use to document this. But, Aaron, you use Alexa sometimes. If they don't know how to use it, they're going to have trouble. You just go to Alexa. It says here. It says put your URL in here. Put Infowars.com in. It'll pull up a graph of Infowars.com. Put up the max graph, click max, and it says compare sites, and then put rushlimbaugh.com next to us and show them that graph.
Yeah, no problem. By the way, I have a screenshot from when it was the top headline yesterday.
Good. Give that to Paul. Awesome. But just go out there, and I'm not saying you guys don't know how, but Alexa's weird if you don't know how to use it. Okay, oh, so you already have it. Okay, for viewers, first put up. No, I know, but I'm saying. First, put this up for everybody. I want to put that up for everybody so they can see the Photoshop for everybody. Or Aaron can go do it and send you a screenshot. That's the way to do it then. But again, this is real radio. This is not scripted. We're here, radio/TV, reaching millions of people a week, and the system's scared. So I don't know how Limbaugh would know that was us, put it up, and then censor it. Maybe hires up who control it said take it off because they're very scared of legitimizing us. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, this story just gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting how it was up there for so long before they removed it. Now, I mean, Limbaugh attacked us and mentioned us by name in, I think it was 2007. Remember when the drunk football player crashed a private plane into the New York apartment block? And we wrote a story explaining how Fox News and the neocons were exploiting it to remind people about 9/11. And then the next day, Limbaugh attacked us for that and mentioned us by name. So he knows who we are. I mean, when he ordered his webmaster to link to us right at the top of his website, he knew who we were. He knew what the website was. And then it was up there all day. And as he said, Media Matters and other liberals started picking up on it and using it to attack Limbaugh, saying he's now associated with us. And then today we look back in the archives and the date is the 19th for yesterday, and he's removed the image of Prison Planet. He's removed the article link. He's changed it to a Newsbusters link, which is essentially the same story. And he's even edited his own transcript to take out the part where he says PrisonPlanet.com, which is, it's proven that he said that because we've got the YouTube. So, I mean, I think he probably, him or his the people who run his website, started getting a ton of emails yesterday afternoon from these Free Republic type Alex Jones material is aggressively banned from Free Republic and those kind of websites. And he just probably got a lot of emails and eventually just said remove it and it's gone. It's memory hold.
But see, all Free Republic and Rush Limbaugh and people are doing by being neocons is making themselves obsolete and not even pertinent in the debate. I mean, Limbaugh and others are still saying there's no world government when it's openly being announced. All we're doing is covering what's really happening. And we don't want to be enemies with any of these people. And we understand they're part of the fake right wing, you know, that has to try to keep conservatives and libertarians on their reservation, on their plantation. But we're here to bring liberty. We're here to unlock minds. And we're here to expose the fact that our republic is falling and imploding. And I want to encourage Rush Limbaugh listeners and supporters to come find the real deal here. I mean, we're no compromise for this country and freedom and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And we're not going to attack Ron Paul and stab him in the back. We're the real deal. And don't allow yourselves to be co-opted by Rush Limbaugh. But I think this has really blown up in his face. And, Paul, I appreciate you joining us. We're going to play this YouTube audio. I know you've got it linked up in the story at prisonplanet.com. It'll be up there throughout the weekend for listeners tuning in on other stations during the rebroadcast this weekend at prisonplanet.com. Thank you so much, Paul. Anything else you want to add? Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead and play the audio / video. Somebody at YouTube took the audio from Rush and added video to it, and I think it's very, very informative. So here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have something. We're going to post this at rushlimbaugh.com immediately. A webmaster is waiting on it. Al Gore has a new book out. It's called Our Choice, A Plan to Solve the Climate Crisis. And this book, according to our official climatologist here, Dr. Roy Spencer, University of Alabama at Huntsville, formerly of NASA, Dr. Spencer tells me that this Gore book is a metaphor for his twisting of reality to suit his needs. He took some NASA imagery of the Earth and photoshopped the following into it. And we've got a website here with both pictures, the original snapshot of the Earth from NASA, and in a way Gore photoshopped it. And here's what's on the picture that's photoshopped, four hurricanes that were not there. The hurricane closest to Florida is spinning in the wrong direction. The hurricane off of South America is almost on the equator, which is physically impossible for hurricanes. All of the sea ice in the Arctic Ocean is removed, but snow cover over Canada and Alaska remains. Cuba, in Gore's photoshopped picture of the Earth, Cuba doesn't exist. It is not there. Cuba is totally underwater, which would require a sea level rise of over 6,000 feet, which means Denver would be underwater as well. If Cuba is underwater, so would be Denver. Now, half of the Greenland ice sheet is gone, but it's out of the center, the thickest part, rather than around the edges where it's the thinnest. It's a joke. This man is an absolute joke. He's photoshopped a picture of the Earth, and the website where this is taking place is prisonplanet.com. That's where we have the pictures side by side from Gore's book, Our Choice.
2 kilometers or so down, in most places there are these incredibly hot rocks, because the interior of the Earth is extremely hot, several million degrees.
I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.com.
And now Rush has made it an even bigger boo-boo by expunging it, and we're getting emails saying we made it all up. That's a fake Rush Limbaugh. Okay, whatever. You want to believe that, that's fine. You got to love how these neocons come up with wilder conspiracy theories than we ever could. We only cover what's really going on here. That's all we do. And we're like, oh, Rush may be waking up. Oh, good for him. Because it goes on. You can go to rushlimbaugh.com and get into his archives and listen to it all. He goes on. I'll cover this more on the Sunday show. To call George Soros and the European Union pushing this global tax a bunch of crooks. They're all a bunch of crooks. That's a quote. I'm reading it right here. Billions of euros are at stake in the negotiations. Yes, billions of euros are at stake, meaning who is going to get what from the slush funds that have been created ostensibly for cap and trade and to stop global warming. They're all a bunch of crooks. And he goes on to call them criminals. Good job, Limbaugh. Don't be ashamed of finally doing something right. They're crooks. They're not idiots that think the earth is warming and, oh, they're a bunch of environmentalist wackos. If you think Gore making $1 billion before he even launches this wacko, okay. No, they're not wackos. They're crazy like a fox. And, you know, you're all hooked up with Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch. I mean, Rupert Murdoch brags he's pushing the global warming tax. We played the Fox News Corp clips where they're admitting they're implanting messages in the media. Look at this. They went to Alexa.com, and it's like this on every internet rating service. This is one of the most respected. There is Infowars.com in blue, RushLimbaugh.com in red. We are thousands of places ahead of Limbaugh. Well, we're rated like number 1,000 in the U.S. He's something like number 2,000. I mean, go look it up for yourself. We dwarf RushLimbaugh.com. We don't need you to link to us, Rush Limbaugh. You understand that? You're the old fake conservative dinosaur. We are the future. I finance this whole thing with my listeners. I have no big corporations supporting me. I built all this with the support. The TV studio, the films. You see Rush Limbaugh making films every couple, 6 months? You see Rush Limbaugh having the number one videos online over and over and over again? No. He had the military-industrial complex go give him 600 radio stations. He's hooked up with the CIA on record. So go ahead, Limbaugh. Keep acting like you're the real patriot and continue. But, hey, I think it's good you're starting to go further. But we're forcing him to go further. This guy, all these decades, 20 years, has been denying New World Order, denying global government. It was his job to keep you asleep while all of this was being built. And now he's trying to take on some of our political coloration to stay relevant. Okay, we're the future, Limbaugh, and you know it, and Glenn Beck knows it. And if you want to be the future, wake up and become a patriot. But you can't do that. You can just act like it enough to fool people because you're a creature of the New World Order. Thanks for the plug, Rush.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you believe Obama is creating runaway inflation, I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? a deficit of over $1.8 trillion, and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another
internal kiss. White House memos, as you know, 6 months ago or so came out. They said, we're going to run against Rush Limbaugh. We're going to keep the campaign going. And because we've gone back on all our promises, we're going to just have a fake fight with Limbaugh because he scores very low with Democrats. So the Democrats go, well, I don't like Obama. He's a liar, but he's better than Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh knows he's an operative. He knows his job. He knows he is there to herd everyone into Hades. And, I mean, that's just it, period. And I'm in a really dangerous position to be real and to be reaching tens of millions of people and growing exponentially. I mean, I just showed you one of our websites. Limbaugh only has one. I've got more than 20. Alexa's got features where you can put all my websites in against him, and it's just like Limbaugh's this big and we're this big. I mean, it's pathetic. You go to the Shoutcast numbers. You go to the Flycast numbers. You go to the iPhone numbers. It's everybody I talk to that goes to talk radio on iPhones, they're going, you're at the top, because the internet at least is fair today. And whatever's number one is at the top. Google searches, number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. And I didn't have the Fortune 500 behind me, Rush. I came clawing and scraping all the way from the bottom. And I still am a complete failure monetarily compared to you. I don't have a $400 million contract. You understand that? I make one one-hundredth less than one one-hundredth than you. And I could care less. I want minds. I want to unlock minds. I want to change history. I want to really affect change. I want to really stop big government. I really want to get freedom and liberty and save the Second Amendment and stop the environmental geniuses that know how to steal property under the guise of the environment. I want to save my country, Rush. That's what matters. I want to be part of history on the side of the good guys. I don't even make that much money, and the small amount I take home, I put almost all of it back into this operation. The small amount I have is like, wonderful. I couldn't imagine $400 million every 8 years. This guy's made over $1 billion, it's been reported. Over $1 billion just in the last decade. Good for you. I don't want your fake fame. I don't want your $1 billion. I want the tens of millions of people who we've woken up to, the phony Republicans and the phony Democrats and the phony Tories and the phony Labor in England, and the phony social Democrats and the phony conservatives in Germany. I mean, we've had the number two leader in Japan. He's the deputy to the president on this show talking about 9/11 being an inside job. Number two guy in Japan. We had him on when he was number three guy in Japan. Let's get him back on. They show clips of my films in the Diet during session. I mean, we're changing the world. You won't talk about Dine Corin Halliburton caught running child kidnapping rings, even when it's in the Chicago Tribune. I will. You won't talk about the real issues, Limbaugh, and that's why you're becoming obsolete. And the left-right paradigm's trying to prop you up right now. And you're a joke. You're a joke. You know, you tell the truth on Al Gore. You're coming a little bit along, but unfortunately, You're doing it just to try to keep some credibility, and I wish you'd come all the way. It's not too late, Rush. I know you're a compromised person. It's not too late to say no to the tyranny. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now on the audio streams at InfoWars.com. Tell everybody you know about the free podcast and the listen page of InfoWars.com, and I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m., with a Sunday transmission. Don't forget all the new big specials and free t-shirt deals we've got at InfoWars.com, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on InfoWars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.